have a lot to do today. Okay, Simon Taf Aleph. Dvarim Anoagim B'chol HaMoed. All right, we had Yantav, we have Shabbos, and B'chol HaMoed. By the way, this also has a Simon Taf Kof Ben Zayin in Or Chaim with some Mishnah Berurahs. So this also has a parallel, like Shin Sadi Test. We don't do this nowadays anyway, right? But we don't stop and put the coffin or the bier down in the middle of the street on Chol HaMoed, because that will encourage Hesped. Also, you can't encourage Hesped on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to be Masped on Chol HaMoed. Ella, except the Kvod Talmud Chacham, only for Kvod Talmud Chacham, it is mutter to be Masped, and therefore it's also mutter to be marvelous a hesped, because it's mutter to be masped. Therefore, you can't start the funeral procession of Cholamoid until the whole kever is dug. Nowadays, the whole kever is dug anyway, because you don't want to have a delay. Because if you have a delay, people might start being masped. You don't do a Korean Cholamoid unless you're chayv to. No optional Korean Cholamoid. The east of a simon shin mem. Well, misha ain't chayv. Rots the kram neichavet aser. So not chayv to hear, but wants to hear anyway is aser. If you remember Shin Men, the halacha based on the Gemara was that whoever's chayiv to tears on Chol HaMoed, and the Ramah says the Minig Ashkenaz is not so pashut. There's a difference between Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Poland. And Lamaisa, the preferable minhag is to do like this. Chaver, I in your note, Shama. Gimel. Shama, b'Chol HaMoed Shemot Krova, chayiv likrova. If someone heard a Shemot Krova on Chol HaMoed, they have to tear Kriya. The excuse me. The obvious diok is, which is said by all the Nosei Kalim back at Simin Shin Mem, is that if someone hears a Shmur Rechoka on Chol HaMoed, remember the dinner Shmur Rechoka. For other relatives, there is no Kriya for Shmur Rechoka. For parents, there's Kriya forever. They hear Shmur Rechoka for parents on Chol HaMoed, they wait till afterwards. But a Shmur Krova, they tear. Aim dalad in cholzen kasef mode. We don't do this anyway, right? It means bearing your shoulder. We don't do that in Chol HaMoed. Vein magrul krova shel meis. And the sudas havra is only the krova. Meaning there is sudas havra in Chol HaMoed, but no one else comes to the house for sudas havra. The krovim just eat by themselves. Aval krovim mavrim. Behu adin lechanukah purim rosh chodesh. And likewise, chanukah purim and rosh chodesh. They don't make a big deal for the sudas havra. They just eat a very private one. Uksha mavrim. We have mavrim ella al mita zukufa. It's going back to Chol HaMoed. And when they do have Ra sitting on right side up, even though normally Avra is Avelos, it has to be in the upside down beds. But they do have Ra on right side up beds because there's no Avelos on Chol HaMoed. There is Havra, but there's no Avelos. Avol b'yomtav, v'il b'yomtav sheni, en karm lo chotzim lo mavra, en yomtav even yomtav sheni, there's no Kriya, no tearing and bearing the shoulder, no Havra. V'chol HaMoed, mavra akol l'chachem tocher chok, there shemavra zakrovim shakol kikrovav. We don't do this anyway nowadays. Once upon a time, they used to have a Sudas Havra, and the whole town would join in the street, in the town square. For the basic rules for a Talmud Chacham, in front of the Talmud Chacham, Chol HaMoed is like a weekday. I mean, it is a weekday. It's like a regular day. Right? You can be Margul Hesped. You can do a big, in the old days, a big public Havra of everyone in the street. And Hesped, right? Meaning Hesped's also Chol HaMoed for a Talmud Chacham, in front of its mutter. Right? I remember it was at the Rav's funeral. It was Chol HaMoed. The Rav's funeral, it was mutter, they gave Hesvedim, and it was mutter to give Hesvedim. I mean, they might have given Hesvedim for other people in Chol HaMoed, but it wasn't necessarily mutter. But for the Rav's funeral, it was mutter to give Hesvedim, even a Chol HaMoed, Talmud Chacham. Hey, Nashim Chol HaMoed Ma'anos, this is a Mefurash Mishnah, although it's referring to practices none of us do any time nowadays anyway. Nashim Chol HaMoed Ma'anos, Da'ani Shukulon Onus Ka'achas, Abol Lo Metachos. In the old days, they used to have a minhag, that part, the saddest part of the funeral was, well, they used to play flutes, very sad music at the funeral. It was very important. You could sue someone to make sure they had flutes at the funeral. We don't have flutes at our funeral. And the women used to sing these mournful elegies kind of things, which apparently were so sad that it wasn't like a chash of princess of Kolisha. So the Noshim Chol HaMoed Ma'anos and Chol HaMoed, they can't all say it at once of a lo metachos, but they can't clap. Lahachos kaf al kaf. I know nowadays clapping is a happy thing. But in those days, how do we know that in the days of the Chumash, clapping was a very sad thing? Parshas Balak, right? When Balak is really mad at Bilam, by Yichar Af Balak, Bilam, by Yishbuk as Kapha, he clapped to show how upset he was. Right? So they can't clap. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, Anosu Metapchos, Avelo Mekononos, and Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim is not as Chomer's Chol HaMoed. They're allowed to do the clapping and the singing of Avelo Mekononos. They can't do the Mekononos. One says, the rest answer. Nikbar Ameis, Lo Manos, Lo Metapchos. And this is all until the Kfur. After the Kfur, there's no need for the sadness on a happy day anymore, and they don't do anything. This is all for a regular person. But everything is mutter for a Talmud Chacham. Only in front of the Talmud Chacham, not in a different city. Only the fun of, not Shlomo fun of. However, the day they hear he die counts as fun of, even if it's not fun of. Vav. Omrim ala meis. Sidok adin v'kadosh kedarkon. Sfardim, who follow this mechaber, even in cholamoid say tzidok adin and the long special kaddish for a funeral in the normal way on cholamoid. Why? Because tzidok adin is not a velos, it's just accepting Hashem's judgment. It's just philosophy. And kaddish is not a velos, it's just a shevach and a tefillah of Hashem. So logically, the mechaber makes sense. Came yom tov sheni, even on yom tov sheni, if you have a funeral on yom tov sheni, you say tzidok adin and kaddish. Jews can't be involved in the burial. We don't say any of the special liturgy for the burial. That's Sfardim. Says the Ramah, however, Yesh Cholkish, Lomer Tzidikadin and Moed. No, Yesh Omer, you don't say Tzidikadin and Cholomoed. You know Tzidikadin is not sad, it's just accepting Hashem's judgment. Still, it's associated with sadness, so we don't say Cholomoed. V'chein amin in Poshim, Dinas Evel Shlomer Tzidikadin, Cholomoed, Shemim Tachnon. That's, of course, going much further. The Minig Ashkenaz, but you all know Minig Ashkenaz. Not only don't we say Tzidik HaDin on Chol HaMoed, any day we don't say Tachlin, we don't say Tzidik HaDin. Even the most minor days that we don't say Tachlin, we don't say Tzidik HaDin. That is Minig Ashkenaz. And likewise, we don't say, even though he didn't explicate this, we don't say the long Kaddish. Whenever we don't say Kiddush, it's Tzidik HaDin. We don't say the long Kaddish. Remember, Kaddish, etc. The fancy one only for a siyum and a funeral. When we don't say tzidik adin, we don't say that. That's only on days of tachlin for Ashkenazim. Even Friday afternoon, there's no tachlin at mincha. So Friday morning, you say it. Friday afternoon, you don't. Yesh Omer Shem Kovar Meisba Laila Shem Mekodesh Lel Tzidik HaDin. Yesh Omer at night, you don't say Kaddish Lel Tzidik HaDin. This has to do more episode, because Tzidik HaDin has to do with Din, and this Kaddish goes with Tzidik HaDin. At night is Din, and you don't want too much Din. Lamais, that's also Minig Ashkenaz. At night, we never say, if you go to a Levaya, you'll see, I mean, Eretz Yisrael, when they have Levayas at all the funny times, you go to a Levaya at night, there's no Tzidik HaDin, no Kaddish of Gadol, one of the nicknames for that Kaddish. And likewise, any day we don't say Tachnun. What's the controversial part? The controversial part, which is brought up in the Shachs of Katan Dalid, is what about Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Chanukah, Erev Purim? We also don't say Tachdon, right? In the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, we also don't say Tachdon. So what about Erev of something that's lower than a Shabbos and a Yom Tov? So that is very controversial. The Shach quotes here that as far as the Erev, only if it's Erev a mamish holiday, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim, we do say Tzidik HaDin. That is the Shach. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Chok Yaakov, who says, no, on Erev Rosh Chodesh we say Tzidik HaDin because we say in Kippur Kotel. But on Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim, we don't say Tzidik HaDin. And then he quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who pasket like the Shach. So here we have machlokes. What are the opinions? Erev Shabbos and Yontif, we don't say. What about Erev Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim? So the Shach and the Eliyahu Rabbah, quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger, says, Erev Rosh Chodesh Omrim. Why? Since we say Yom Kippur Katan, then it's not such a day it's not a time that's so happy that we're nimna from these sad things. But Erev Chanukah and Purim, when we don't say Yom Kippur Katan, ain't Omrim. However, the Chok Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, right, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, when the Chok Yaakov comes Shav Kaza Po Prague, he must have lived in Prague. Rabbi Yaakov, right, Shir Shlo Lomar, because those of you have a oh, 1 second. Oh, did I mix? Sorry, I mixed them up. That's the Chok Yaakov. I apologize. This is the Chok Yaakov quoted by the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Shach and the Eliyahu Rava quoted by the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the Shach and the Oli Rava in the end say Omrim on all these days. However, the Oli Rava said that the Min of Prague, it's interesting, the Oli Rava and the Chok Yaakov both say Min of Prague, and I guess they have different Hagi Prague. He didn't like it. The Min of Prague, Bizman Oli Rava, was that you don't say it in any of these times. So you have three opinions. Either don't say it in Erev anything, say it, or say it in Rosh Chodesh, but not on anything else because of Yom Kippur Katan. L'mai Sadri Paskin says the Mishnah Brura. This is in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Remember Chelik Dalet, the dusty volume of the Mishnah Brura. Simin Tuf Chaf Tes Sevkatan Chest says the Mishnah Brura, like the Chok Yaakov. This is the Mishnah Brura. Simin Tuf Chaf Tes Sevkatan Chest, and that is the Minog in Chutz Laretz. However, the Gesher Chaim says the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to say it. Halacha Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say, we don't say Tzedakah Din and Kaddish any Erev of a happy day. And in Chutz Laretz, we don't say Erev of a regular happy day, but we do say Erev Rosh Chodesh because of Yom Kippur Katan makes it a time of more, which is a little less happy. Okay. There's interesting discussion in the Pesach Tshuva. He quotes from somebody, the Giva Shaul, who says that an Erev Tisha B'Av you do say. All right, Erev Tisha B'Av is not that happy. Erev Tisha B'Av you do say. Okay, continuing in the Shulchan Aruch. Meis L'meis Kodim Purim Pogim Purim. What if here we have a three-way Machlokes Rishonim? How does Purim fit into this? What's Purim? Interesting question, right? I don't mean what's Purim on the deep philosophical level. What's Purim for our Indian, at least, which of course is also a deep philosophical question, is a machlokes between the Sheltos, the Rambam, and the Rush based on the Maharami Rittenberg. And obviously there's other opinions in all the different directions. What about Purim? Says the Sheltos, it's Mevatel Lavelos. It's a Gantif. It's like a regal. It's just like Yom Tov. It's Mevatel Avelos. That's the Shiltos. After all, Purim is a Yotif. I understand not Chanukah. Chanukah is not in Tanakh, and Chanukah is done to say Mishnah Simcha. Here it says, Yimei Lazos Asim Yimishnah Simcha. Simcha is Vesamach Bechagecha. Simcha is Mevatel Avelos. Says the Rambam, no. Miss Ablin. No, you have regular Avelos in Purim just like any other day. Purim, since it's only Drabanan, is not so Chashuv, and Avelos outweighs Purim. Says the Maharami Rittenberg on the Rush. By the way, why is the Maharami Rittenberg quoted so much here? Because he wrote a Hilchos Smachos. It's not quoted that often in Beis Yosef, but usually he quotes the Rush put in Maharami. The Maharami, we do have a Hilchos Smachos that the Maharami wrote, and his Talmud Mubak is the Rush. They said it's like Shabbos. Meaning, what's the rule of Shabbos? Ole ve'eino mafsek and noheg dvarim shebitzina. It's like Shabbos. Purim is like Shabbos. It counts as one of the days, but it's not mafsek, and you keep dvarim shebitzina, but not dvarim shebitzina hesya. How do we paskin? Let's see, says the Mechaber, meis lo meis kodim purim pogro purim, eino mafsek avelos, not like the Sholtos. When we come back, eino avelos, noheg bo lo b'yadalev lo b'tesvav, ele dvarim shebitzina noheg. Okay. The Mechaber paskins, like the Rush and the Maharam, there's some other Rishonim also, that it's like Shabbos. The chayv l'shlochmanos, and the aval has to be shlochmanos. V'yalfi she'inu was aval b'hem ol lo m'minei shiv kol Shabbos. Even though he doesn't keep a kol for hesha, it still counts just like Shabbos. Here, this is a little controversial. The Shachi quotes that the Maharshal and the Bach Haskin like the Rambam. Well, that's serious. You're showing him on the Rambam side. And the Mechaber in Hillel's Purim contradicted himself. Here we have Maharshal, Bach, and the Mechaber in Hillel's Purim contradicted himself. It's very strange. In Hillel's Purim, he says, Avelus is knowing. And in Hillel's Avelus, he says it's not. Strange, the Mechaber contradicted himself. Maybe he just made a mistake. But the Shach quotes that the Drisha says no. It's a teretz, meaning it's not Pashuk Shas, it's a teretz. Maybe the Mechaber is L'shitaso, at least theoretically, that Yom Nisu Kfura is Dochi Yot of Sheni, says the Rabbanan. So maybe what he meant in our Chayim was it's Yom Nisu Kfura, which the Rabbanan said, Dochi Yot which the Rabbanan. And over here, it actually is Medoik in the Lashon. What's the Lashon? Meis lo meis kodim pur. So it's very Medoik. So the Mechaber Pasha is not a Stira. He's just, I know he said the minig is not like being Yom Tov Sheni, but on Purim he stood up for what he believed. What's the answer for the Mechaber? The answer is here, if it's not Yom Misa Ukfura. How do we know it's not Yom Misa Ukfura? He says it was beforehand. And here, the answer to the Mechaber is if it's Yom Misa Ukfura. So he's really not the same as Marshal Lebach. He makes a compromise. The Drisha put in the Shach. However, none of this matters to us. Us, at least being most of us, these not everyone in our yeshiva, but everyone in this room, because the Ramah says in Or Chaim, the Mechaber contradicted himself, but Minhag Ashkenaz is very clear, like we said in Yor Zeah. Right? Here's the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchas Purim says very clearly, Purim is like Shabbos. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, certainly for us Ashkenazim, interestingly, the Rav set Shiva on Purim like the Rashal, the Bach, and the Rambam, right? You wouldn't be surprised to hear the Rav followed a sheet of the Rambam. That's not mainstream Minhag Ashkenaz, right? It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time. The Rav Taka set Shiva on Purim like the Rashal, the Bach, and the Rambam. However, no one else that I ever heard of did. Minhag Ashkenaz across the board, unless you're an iconoclast, is like the Rambam says, Purim is like Shabbos. The interesting thing, and this is going to be a big surprise, this is going to be a shock, especially to those of us from Chutz Laretz, is that everyone agrees. Lasos Osam, Yimei Mishtev Simcha. What does that mean? We all have to keep your Dalim Tesva. It's Halacha L'maisa. Which days are like Shabbos? This is how we paskin. Both your Dalim and Tesva, no matter where you live. Not both your Dalim for some people and Tesva for others. Wherever you live, there's no, it's like Shabbos, there's Shiva B'tzinah, but not for Hesha, on both your Dalet and Tesva. Wherever you live, you have to sit on a chair and wear shoes and not wear torn clothing on your Dalet and Tesva. What it means, it's not an Eretz Yisrael Meila. That means that if you live in Brooklyn, even though you never heard of anyone celebrating Tesva within 6,000 miles, nonetheless, even if you live in Brooklyn, even if you live in San Diego, on Tesva as well as your Dalet, sit on a chair, keep your arms in it. No Tashra Mita, no Talmud Torah, no Rechitza, no Sicha. But sit on a chair and wear shoes and wear normal clothing, wear non-torn clothing. Yadal and Tesvav. What do people usually do nowadays? The minhag nowadays, I've been to such Shiva houses, is that Lemaisa, people want to come pay a Shiva call because they're not Ramish celebrating Purim. What most people do is they sit on the day that's not Purim, and people come and pay a Shiva call, just unlike a normal Shiva call, they sit in a chair and wear shoes and don't have torn clothing, and people don't say, I'm welcome, Yinach Meschem, they just come and sit with them. Right? I was once at a Shiva call on Tesvav and Beit Shemesh, and the Abel sat in a chair and wore shoes and no rips in his clothing, and they had like a little sign there, says, I'm welcome, Yinach Meschem, so that people didn't know what to say. They turned that sign around so you could read it, and everyone just sat and talked about his father, and, you know, didn't say I'm welcome Yinach Meschem because it wasn't official Avelus. Okay, but there's Taka, even both Yudal and Tesvav are both like Shabbos. As surprising as that sounds to us, we underestimate the relevance of both Yudal and Tesvav. Yes, the chiddush is because mishloach monos is like shelah shalom. We said right, sending a present like shelah shalom. So it's tach. Meaning hearing the megillah is not an isser of avelus, right? Eating meat and drinking wine is not an isser of avelus. Giving tzedakah is not a nuk that seder yom. Giving tzedakah is not an isser of avelus. This is an isser of shelah shalom, giving gifts. So he has to single out that even though shelah shalom, he still has to give gifts. But we don't have to give him gifts, because we can give someone else. So we might as well give someone else. Okay, that tough days, then Shmuel Krova Rechoka. Right, we learned a little about Shmuel Krova Rechoka here and there, but here we summarize it. Mi Shabal lo Shmua Shemesh lo Kar. And Besoch. Isaac, do you know what to do with this board?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine. Great. Now I feel better. That's a lot of money. No, Isaac said he doesn't know. Someone who heard his relative died. Obviously, this means Am was buried. Right? If it comes within 30 days, even on the 30th, we've shown him on the 30th. We pass because don't mix him kulo. Mix him kulo is someone doing it. Don't mix him kulo, just counting how long it's passed. Even on the 30th day, that's called the Reza Shmua Krova. And what's in Shmua Krova? Chayv Linok Shimi Me'avelos B'yom Shigya Shmua V'Korea Umono Shlo Shimyom B'yom HaShmua Litzis Poris Imshar Dvarim. Basically, as we're about to read, it's normal Avelos. He starts regular things. He starts Shiva from now normally. He starts Shlo Shiva from now normally. He does Kriya normally. If he hears by the 30th day, then it's normal Avelos. Not only that, says the Taz here, that, and he doesn't wear tefillin the first day. Meaning, if he already put on tefillin, he already put on tefillin, nothing you do about it. Let's say he hears first thing in the morning before he puts on tefillin, he doesn't put on tefillin that day. It's mamish like a regular first day of Avelus. And that's not controversial. The Nekudas HaKesef agrees with him. Continuing, Klal Shel Davar, Yom Shua Asar Krova, Ki Yom HaKvura. That's it. A Yom Shua Krova is like a funeral for all intents and purposes. It's that simple.
Pretty good for this as well.
We'll get to that. Okay. The imshama b'yom shloshim ve'elach. And if he hears from after the 30th day, meaning yom shloshim ve'elach, meaning on the 31st day and on, right? And then that's called shmur rechoka. And we remember we've mentioned a few times what the din of shmur rechoka is. Ein tzarich linagel shah achas. He only keeps 1 hour, meaning one period of time. It doesn't have to be an hour. Lo shna shama b'yom lo shama laila. Remember we said, even though normally we don't say mitzvah yom kippur for Shiva at night, but, I mean, the way we paskin, those who shown on this are we paskin, but that's because you have to count a certain number of days. Over here, we don't have to count a certain number of days. Over here, then, whether it's day or night, he just keeps a few minutes avelos, and that's enough. She'em shama v'layla v'nag mitzvah avelos v'layla sha'achas olalo, even if it's nighttime, v'afilo shama l'av v'imo, even if it's apparent, v'hani b'lini zera Shiva. When do we say 1 minute takes away everything for Shiva? Avolinik zir shloshim, but for shloshim, and here what he means is for the parts of shloshim that extend past shloshim for parents. Remember, most of shloshim extends past shloshim for parents. Right here, katz is until ashiyur bochaverov, gihutz until ashiyur bochaverov. Right, v'hani mili avolinik zir shloshim noigal of v'imo b'tisporis achiyigur bochaverov v'gihutz achiyigur regal v'yigarubo. Right, what did we say? Those things are yuvais chodesh, even in Shmua. Even in Shmua, those things are Yudbeis Chodesh. Even in Shmua, Rechoka still apply, because he still has to be Yudbeis Chodesh, and Yudbeis Chodesh is the Kibbutz of Aim. Those still apply. Anything that lasts past 30 days, which for other relatives is nothing. But for parents, those things, which is most of the Din of Shlosh, that last past 30 days, still last until there's Ga'ara. Here he says the same thing he said earlier in the Shin Peis, that for Tisporus until they yell at him, and for Gihotz until the Regal comes, they yell at him. Again, the simple reading of the Torah and the Mechaber is that there's two different dinim. For haircuts is until they yell at him. After Shloshim, haircuts on regular Shloshim. And for ironing, until the regal comes, they yell at him. But we don't paskin like the simple shot in the Mechaber. I'll remind you of the Pesachei Tshuva back in Simon. I'll just give you the Mar Makom. The Pesachei Tshuva is Simon Shin Pei. Oops.
lose this.
Here. The Pesachei Tshuva, Shin Pei Tes, Sifkat and Dalid, quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava, and that's the Maskana of the Achronim, that it's Labdavka, just means you need Gara. The regal's Labdavka. Just in those days, people got haircuts when it was in Yontif, but no one ironed when it wasn't Yontif. Okay. I don't know what's the best pshat. The Pashup shot is clearly, there's a fundamental Lumdish difference, which we don't understand, between Dios and Tisporus. And not just for Shmur Chokka. It's the same thing in Shin Tzadi Tesh, Shin Pei Tesh Shin Tzadi. Tisporus, after Shloshim, has to wait for Ga'ara, and Giyotz has to wait for Regal and Ga'ara, but we don't paskin like that Pashup shot. We paskin the Regal's Lav Davka, just has to wait for Ga'ara. Okay. Avichim Shel Shalom, Likonis Beis HaMishneh, also has to wait until the end of 12 months. Umonet, when do you count the 12 months from? Miyom HaMisa, Velo Miyom HaShmuah. You don't count 12 months when he finds out. Let's say he finds out 6 months later. He doesn't have to keep Yud Beis Chodesh from then on, just till the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. You count for the day of death. And the Achronim write, it's Lav Davka the day of death, as we'll see, meaning from the day of burial. Therefore, if he heard more than 12 months after they die, then he doesn't have to keep any of these things, even the Giyotz and the Tzporis, because it's past the 12 months. Okay, here we have a bit of machlokas in the Achronim that the Birkei Yosef, it's really in Knesset Sagdola here, which is a pierce on the Torah that's not published in this volume. It's on the very line. The Birkei Yosef discusses it. Let's just review. Well, Shmuva. Let's just review Shmua Rechoka. Let's just review Shmua Rechoka. Shmua Rechoka is just Sha'achas, right? But Aviv Imo Noheg Isurei Yud Beis Chodesh Ad Yud Beis Chodesh Mehakvura. I know he said Misa, he meant Kvura. If it's applicable, if it's already been 12 months since the Kvura doesn't apply, that's the last line. Okay, what is the nature of this Minhag? What's included in this Nihugi Yud Beis Chodesh that he still has to keep if there's time left to keep it? What are some examples? Going backwards, Sheila Shalom. He can do whatever he wants, but we can't ask his Shalom. What did he say? Simple's great. What did he say? He said, the Beis HaMishnah, right? And C to D is Gihot Vitzisporus. Gihot Vitzisporus Ad Sheyigaro Bo Chaverav. Right? Now, here, the Knesset Agadola brings down a machlokas. Here's a funny thing. Normally, if someone's parent dies, they wait 30 days, and then Ad Shigur Bo Chaverav. Here, does he only wait Ad Shigur Bo Chaverav, or he also has to wait 30 days? Meaning, what's the reason he normally waits 30 days and then Shigur Bo Chaverav? Does he wait 30 days because of the Din Shloshim, and then Ad Shigur Bo Chaverav because of Abba B'Imo? Or no, he waits 30 days also for Avdi'imo. He needs to grow 30 days of hair and then Yigurubo. He needs to go 30 days of that ironing and then Yigurubo. It's not clear. If there's no Shloshim, does Ga'ara still need 30 days to make it a Choshev Ga'ara? Right? So that's the Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? Just Ga'ara or Ga'ara plus 30 days of refraining. And again, what's the yesod of the machlokas? Of course, someone whose parent dies in a normal case that their funeral waits 30 days and then till they yell at him. But one sheet that says, yeah, you wait 30 days because there's shloshim. But if there's no shloshim here, then he just waits till they yell at him. The other sheet that says, no, you have to wait 30 days because yelling at you before 30 days, you haven't really done anything. You have to go a while and then yell at you. There's an independent din of 30 days as a Tanaya de Ga'ara. How do we paskin? The Birkei Yosef here in the fine print on the side makes a pshara, and the Bar Yishlochan accepts this pshara, and this seems to be the halacha l'maisa. What's the pshara? The pshara is this. Remember, we saw a sheet that we don't paskin like, that a regal counts instead of 30 days. So what's the pshara of the Birkei Yosef? Who wrote the Birkei Yosef, by the way? The Chidah, the pshara, the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef is mostly not on the page, only like greatest tense, making the page of the Shulchan Aruch. This one happens to be on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, otherwise it wouldn't say for Birkei Yosef. What's the pshara of the Birkei Yosef? If there's no regel, then even for Shmur Choka has to wait 30 days and then Gara. But if it's a regel, let's say it's about to be Yontif, and there's Gara, then he can be Mekel even without 30 days. Really, he gets this from some sort of fake Seika. According to one side of the Knesset Gedolah, you never need to wait 30 days. And according to Shita, we don't paskin like that we mentioned in Shimon Shinpei. Regel always substitutes for 30 days. So maybe you don't need to wait 30 days. Or if you do, maybe regel substitutes. So if there's a regel, you don't need to wait 30 days. Okay, halacha l'maaseh, that's how we paskin. Like the pshara of the Birkei Yosef. Doesn't happen a ton nowadays because we have modern communication. It's pretty rare to have Shmur Choka. But it could happen. It's pretty rare to have Shmur Choka, but it could happen. There are weird cases.
What a case of like someone lost at sea, or like the family knows that the person could be dead. But
no, missing persons. If missing persons would be a case of Shmur Choka. Yeah, I mean, there's still missing persons nowadays, right? There's still people who are kidnapped. They don't know what happened to them. They're lost at sea. They're captured in war. Although Elena, even nowadays, this happens. So in that case, they wouldn't be mizabel. It's by Cheskes Chaim. He's alive. All of a sudden, they hear. They finally found that he was killed 8 months ago. That was Yav Shmuel Rechoka. So it's pretty rare nowadays. One time it was very common. Most people heard Shmuel Rechoka if they moved far away. It took that long for the news to travel. Nowadays, pretty rare, but it could still happen, and therefore these halachas could be applicable. Yes. The only difference is Rav Ovadia says this is a rule for all machlokas. That's his chiddush. Everyone agrees that if you use your judgment and see that this is a kedai tzeiros, then you can say it. I mean, even before Rav Ovadia, when there were toots done in Lahakel, and the posting uses judgment that these were toots done in Lahakel with the exact right weight that they would add up to a kula, then they were makel. They just didn't call it a fake safe.
So the fact that we don't pass like the regals enough isn't like a real...
Yeah, and they put them together and hold the regal bottle and use your judgment. Okay. But he's not necessarily going to provide you that every time you're too machlokas, you can make it. Okay, continuing to Sif Beis. Hashemir Shmur Rechoka in Tzarech Linu Kol Din Avilos. How do you keep the Shmur Rechoka? How do you keep this 1 minute? Or 1 hour, whatever you call it. It's really not an hour, right? The story was Rav Chiya heard that his... Rav heard that his parents, if I recall correctly, passed away. Who was it? It was Rav Chiya. Yeah, sorry. So what did he say? He told the Shamash, take off my shoes and then bring my stuff after me to the bathhouse. Meaning he didn't wait an hour. He said, take off my shoes, then I'll have my shoes off for a minute, and then go straight to the bathhouse. Obviously, bathhouse needs shoes off. Right, so he just did it for a few minutes. So what do you have to do for a few minutes to count as available space?
Hashmiyash Murachokin Sarkalino called an available, so the Daibach Litas Mail. It's enough to just take off his shoes. Main Sarklo, Atifa Lufias Amita. You don't have to do all the things for 5 minutes. It's enough to take off the shoes, even if he doesn't, do Atif Zaroshin Kli Samita, which one of the time he did. Umotar Bimlach, and after he does that, it means after, he's Motar Bimlach, Rechitza Seva Tashamita Palatora. Bim Aimlum and Al Raglum. What if he does not wearing shoes? Then how does he do Avelos? How does he show Avelos for a minute if he's not wearing shoes? The answer is Shashiach Mitasa. He has to go home and overturn his dad. Oh, Yatav Rosh or cover his head like Bishma Aimlum. Shitzor Shiasha Maisa, here's the Eker, Maisa Shinikar Boshos Show Avelos. He has to do an action that's recognizable that it is Avelos. He has to do some action that's clear Avelos. What if he was in the middle of learning or working or washing or anointing and he heard the Shmuel Rechoka? He has to stop what he's doing for Avelos. And then he can go and continue. Meaning, he has to do something active, but he also has to passively refrain for that 5 minutes. He's filling himself with the he's doing filling, he doesn't have to take them off. Why? Shmuel Rechoka doesn't count like the first day. So it's not an issue of filling. Remember, we said Shmuel Krova counts like the first day. Shmuel Rechoka counts like the second day. Or the seventh day, more accurately. However, we call back when the Yotze day available to have to exempt, so she has a mice, she next to Osir, so available, don't call these as middle, take some meat, about tifas, umi, about sagi. However, let's say he's in the middle of learning. He has to shut his safer and stop learning. But that's not enough. Passively shutting his safer or turning off the faucet for the washing or stopping to work is not enough. He has to passively stop what he's doing and then actively do something and then he can go back to normal life. But you have to do something active. He just meant while you do something active, you also have to refrain from anything that would be usher. Okay, here we have a bit of a problem nowadays. The Aruch HaShulchan deals with this problem, a very practical problem. What does someone do nowadays, the Shmuel Rechoka, if they're not wearing shoes? Meaning, how many active options do you have? Just stopping to do malacha and learn and wash is not enough. You need to actively do something. Well, if he's not wearing shoes, then what can he do? He can't overturn his bed because we don't do that nowadays. He can't do a tifa because we don't do that nowadays.
You sit on the floor.
That's the Aruch HaShulchan that says nowadays, when we don't have Tfiyas Amita, our equivalent of Tfiyas Amita is sitting on the floor. And therefore, nowadays, if he's wearing shoes, he takes off his shoes. If he's not wearing shoes, he sits on the floor for a minute, and then he's Yotzi.
Good.
You're Mechamin to the Aruch HaShulchan. If you want to look it up, it's in Sif Hei of our Sif. Gimel, Ein Mavrin al Shmur Rechoka. Shmur Rechoka, there's no din of Havra, Sudas Havra. Dalet, Ein Korin al Shmur Rechoka, V'yalavim Okreel Olam. There's no kriya for other relatives of Shmuel Rechoka. This will also submission them. But for parents, there's kriya forever. But in a place where he's part of kriya, it's also to be machmer on himself. Anyone want to guess why he shouldn't be machmer to tear when he's butter? Because of Al-Tashchis. However, the Nosek Halem say, I think it might be in the Shach here, says, unless it's of Avimo or Rabo. For Avimo or Rabo, even if he's putter, it's in a kibbut of Avim and kibbut Rabo, that's not Al-Tashchis. Right, because it's coupled. However, for a brother and sister and other relatives, if it's after 30 days, he's putter, and there's no even of coupled. He's just showing he's sad. Okay, you shouldn't destroy things to show you're sad if it's not halachically mandated. So if, hey, Hashemei Hashemua b'Shabbos of Beregel, Motzei Shabbos v'Regel Nas v'Chulka, Eino Noeg El Yom Echad, u'v'Shabbos v'Regel Aser v'Dvarim Shebit Sina. Okay, this is a, excuse me. Funny halacha. We'll see why it's funny a little later. Let's say on day 30 is Shabbos or Yontif. Or Yontif ends at day 30, right? Day 30 is Shabbos or Yontif, and he hears on Shabbos and Yontif. Do you say it's a Shmuel Krova because he heard within the first 30 days? He just couldn't practice before Hesya. Or do you say it's a Shmuel Rechoka because by the time he can do it for Hesya, it's already the 31st day? So we paskin that it is, this is not a machlok shishonim. This is a daskana of the Gemara. We paskin that this is Shmuel Rechoka. If he hears in Shabbos and Yontif but can't actively do it before Hesya till that night, then by that night it's 31, that's already Shmuel Rechoka. However, in between, for the rest of Shabbos and the rest of Yontif, he's supposed to give Dvar Shvit Sina. Because le'in dvarim shevet sina, we treat it more like a shmuel krova. Okay, you still keep dvarim shevet sina until he's yom tzei. Basically, he owes a mitzvah yom kikulo now. If he owes a mitzvah yom kikulo, let me say better. He owes a mitzvah yom kikulo. Since he owes a mitzvah yom kikulo,
Until then, he keeps, actually, no, that's not. It's like this, because what I just said is wrong. It's against the next if. Let's read the next if. Hashomeh Shemur Rechoka b'Shabbos Arba'in. What if he hears a Shemur Rechoka? Shabbos and Yantar is 31 and he hears a Shemur Rechoka. Eino noega filu dvarim shebetzinol. Motzei Shabbos Arba'in loeg sha'achas v'dayo. If it's already 31 in Shabbos and Yantar, he doesn't keep anything on Shabbos and Yantar. Just 1 minute Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yantar. However, it's day 30 in Shabbos and Yantar, he has to give dvarim shebetzinol until the end of Yantar. Why is that? The ikker being, he has to do mixing of kakulo. The mixing of kakulo waits till after Shabbos and Yantar. What about meanwhile? So it depends. If the Shmur Rechoka, then meanwhile he does nothing. Shmur Rechoka doesn't require more than Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Then Sha'achas. But if it's Shmur Krova, then Le'inyan Shmur Krova, Le'inyan Dvar Shebetzina, he heard Shmur Krova. And therefore he has to keep Dvar Shebetzina for the rest of Shabbos, the rest of Yontif. Whereas Eger strangely says, let's say it's the first day of Pesach is day 28, he has to keep Dvar Shebetzina for the first 3 days of Pesach, because that's still within Shloshim. Doesn't keep anything for the next 5 days of Pesach, then a Matzah Yantif keeps Shah Achas. Strange, but that's what Riki Veger says. The math works out. Okay, this is I think we'll suffice with this without getting into it any deeper. That's Halacha L'maaseh. Again, just to review, he only keeps 1 minute Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Yantif. On Shabbos and Yantif, if it was Krova, meanwhile, it's just going to become Rechoki, he keeps Dorash Shabbat Sinah. If it's already Rechoki, he doesn't keep anything.
I think there's another shmua. Why does he need to keep anything afterwards?
Because he has to keep something that's nicker for 1 minute, and Shabbos and Yantif, we can't do anything nicker. Okay, Zion. Hashemiah Shmua Krova b'Shabbos. What if someone hears Shmua Krova on Shabbos, right? You can't bury on Shabbos, but you can hear Shmua Krova on Shabbos. Then, HaShabbos Olol Yom Echad. Shabbos counts for the first day, meaning, here's the funny thing. Even though in Sif Hey we said, no, he's not really going to start Avilos on Shabbos. In Sif Hey, if he started Avilos on Shabbos, it would be Krova. But if he hears on Shabbos, which is day 29, then he's Shmuel Krova, and he starts on Shabbos, and Shabbos counts for 1 day. Lomacho Korea, and he tears Matzei Shabbos, Avilos, Yom Shishi, Shvi'el Avilos, and he gets up Avilos on Friday morning. Here it seems to be the Pashup Shat is. Excuse me. The Pashup Shat seems to be that we're just, I'll be lundas, Siv Zion and Hey don't work so well together. Why? Siv Zion says, Shabbos counts the first day of Avelos. But it's if Shabbos counts the first day of Avelos, then why not just hold a Shmur Krova and start keeping Avelos? So the answer is, we're Mekel both ways, and Avelos are always Mekel. If Shabbos is 29 or 28 or 27, it counts the first day of Avelos. But, which is my full Rishon, that's what we passed it. If Shabbos is day 30, then we say, nah, it's not a real Kiyum Avelos, and therefore, by the time you can have a real Kiyum Avelos, it's already Matzei Shabbos 31, and it's a Shmur Rechoka. There's a Taz here in Sifkatan, Hey, which goes with the Shach a little earlier in Sifkatan Dalid, who both disagree with Abach. The Bach has a big chiddush based on these things. The Bach says that in order to say mitzvah yom kikulu, you need to do a maisa that's nicker. Therefore, says the Bach, we mentioned this earlier, says the Bach, if the seventh day of Avelos is Shabbos, you need to keep Avelos the whole Shabbos and then 1 minute Matzei Shabbos. Because he needs to do something nicker before he can end his Avelos. Shach and Tal supposed to say absolutely rejected. No, not true whatsoever. Not true whatsoever. What's the halacha of the seventh day of Shabbos? The seventh day of Shabbos, the halacha is that strictly the minute there's Hanitachama, that's Mesa Yom Kippur, or the minute is to wait till after Shul. Meaning he shouldn't get only in Shul. That is our minhag. Okay, continuing to Ches. Asari Yom Acher Chag Sukkah, Shama Shemesh L'Mesa Erev HaChag. 10 days after Sukkah, he heard that his relative died on Erev Yontif. Remember the fuzzy math from Simon Shin Sadi Tess? We count Erev Yantav is 7, and Yantav is 7, Yom Shmi Yatzeres, and Shmi Yatzeres is 7, that's Chaf Al, that's 21. And then 10 days later is already 31. Do you say fuzzy math to make it a Shmur Rechoka? The answer is no. Ein lo zed din shmur rechoka, el din shmur krova, shein a regal olu mishal noga, velos karum lo klav, koshkin mishal yudei shmur mishal mishal.
No, the funny math that things count as more days than they really are is only if someone was knowing Avelos. But if someone wasn't knowing Avelos, and certainly didn't even know the relative died, then we count regular math. A day is a day. There's no funny math. Therefore, when you're counting the days from Rechok Shema Krova, we don't say Erev Yomtiv counts as more days, and Shmini Atzeres counts as more days, and Rosh Hashanah counts as more days, and Shavuos counts as more days. No, we just count normal days.
We count for Yom
HaMita, not Yom HaKrova. Ah, that's the biggest controversy in the world. How do we count the days of Shmur Chok and Shmur Krova from Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfura? That could be big nafkamina. Let's say the guy found out on day 30 from the of the Kfura, which happens to be 31 from the Misa. Does he have to do the full Avelos or does he just do Shah Achas? Big nafkamina. That's exactly what inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds, such as the Shach and the Taz here. Says the Shach, the Kaswa Bach Vadrisha B'Shem Arshal, that, etc. Miyom HaMisa, Delegabe Din Shmoy, Yom HaMisa Hu Iker, you count from Yom HaMisa, says the Taz, in Sivkat Vav, Chashvinu Lin Yishmoy Krova Miyom HaMisa, it goes from the Misa and not the Kfura. However, the Nekudas HaKesef says, he sort of argues on the Shach, which is a little funny. It doesn't say Haggah, it doesn't say it wasn't written by him. And he says, Sarach Ibn, it's Mefurish Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Mishonim, that says you count from Yom HaKfura. And if you look at the Dog Omer Vava here on the bottom, the small print, the Dog Omer Vava quotes from the Evan HaOzer and the Mari Weil, who say to count from Yom HaKfura. So it's a big machlokas. How do we count the days? Counting days of Shmua. What were the two opinions? Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura. Who said Yom HaMisa? The Bach, the Drisha, the Maharshal, the Shach, and the Taz. Who said Yom HaKfura? The Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Evan HaOzer, the Mari Weil, and the Dugmer Vava also paskin that way. He's not just quoting things for your intellectual edification. He's paskin that way. It's a big machlokas. The modern day Svarim are split on this. Everyone says something different. However, the Gesher HaChaim says, L'maisa, if you want to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. The Pnei Baruch says, we are Mekel. So the Gesher HaChaim is not so clear. Yeshua Chaim says that if you want to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. Okay, Pnei Baruch just says we're Mekel. Lemaisa, we're Mekel. The Kula is, of course, counting from Yom HaMisa, right? Counting from earlier is more of a Kula, right? That as long as 30 days from the Misa, even if it's only 29 days from the Kfura, we paskin Yom HaMisa. That's all right. It might not be everyone's been in nowadays. You know who paskins L'chumra? The Bani Ashulchan. Okay, Kedar Kodesh likes the paskin L'chumra. Not so much in the Avelos, but a little. Still the Bani Ashulchan. Lemaisa, it's not Pashat nowadays, but the Pnei Baruch, and what makes the Pnei Baruch so important? Because who translated the Pnei Baruch? Artzmol. And Artzmol is Halacha Moshe Messina. The Pnei Baruch and the Gesher HaChaim, even though we'll put a little asterisk, because he's not sure, but he says Yesh Lismoch, this is the Bani HaShulchan. Lemaisa, we paskin Yom HaMisa. So as long as it's the 31st day, meaning 30 days after the Yom HaMisa, then it's a Shmur Rechoka. Okay, so if Tess. Shamash Shmos Rechokos B'Yom Echad. Eino Nogelem El Yom Echad. If he hears two Shmos Rechokos on the same day, he only keeps one. What are Yom Echad? Yom Echad means one Shah Achas for both of them. That was how it happened to Rechia. Remember, his brother and sister died. Remember in the story? His brother and sister didn't die at the same time, but he heard at the same time. He didn't keep 1 minute for his brother, one for his sister. No, he opened them both together. If it was two small krovos at the same time, or two mason died at the same time, and were buried at the same time, then he counts the same shiva shloshim for both of them. Meaning, you don't need separate avelos for separate relatives. be yotze them all simultaneously. Shemal azeh yom l'samachar mon l'shein yom shvua shiva shloshim. What if he heard his brother died on Sunday, his sister, he heard his sister died on Monday? Then he counts from Monday, shiva shloshim, meaning the last 6 days of the brother, the same as the first 6 days of the sister, but he has to extend the day because of the sister. Okay, there's really no chidushim here. This is all obvious. Yod shamash shmo krov b'shabbos erev regal came in the merchant b'tzina noig olo osa shabbos l'minyan shiva. He heard a shmo krova on Shabbos, which is erev yontif, and he keeps doing shabbos b'tzina on Shabbos, then that counts for the regal to be mivatol the avelos. Even though he only kept doing shabbos b'tzina, that's enough for the regal to be mivatol the avelos. Yod aleph. Misha is followed for Arvis. We already discussed this. V'adayin yomu b'shamash shmo krova mona yom machav yosim yina olo. Someone who heard a shmo krova after Mariv, even though it's still daytime, he can't do a tarti the sasa. Remember the shach paskin like this, even though in Hilchos Nida where you're a little more makel, the shach paskin this way in Hilchos Avelos, he can't do a tarti the sasa. And therefore he can't. Let's say it's Sunday evening, and he already davened Maariv, but it's a light outside. He can't count Sunday as day one. He has to count Monday as day one, because if he counted Sunday, it would be a tarti the sasa because he already Davin Mariv. And the Shach points out, we already discussed this earlier in what did the Shach say here? Ayin le'el so simishin ayin hey, mashi kasafti gozeh. Okay, which we learned. Says the Taz here. However, this idea of Tarti de Sasre is only, it's not that, don't get me wrong, remember, it's not that when you Davin Mariv, you've made it the next day. You can't make it the next day. Only Hashem decides by year, by year. It's just that you have to be machmer not to do tarti de sasra. But says the Taz, the idea of tarti de sasra is only a chomer, not a kula. Tarti de sasra only means you have to be machmer. It doesn't give you the right to be maker. What does that mean? If someone heard a shmo krova, someone heard a shmo on day 20 after Maariv, then even though they should really be able to count today as day one, because it's tarti de sasra, they can only start counting from tomorrow. But let's say today's day 30 and they daven Maariv. Can they say once they got married 31, it's a shmo rechoka? No. Not contradicting yourself is a chumra. You're not allowed to contradict yourself. There's no kula that you can't contradict yourself. The tarti de sasra is not a reality. It's just a chumra. You're not allowed to act with two contradictory kulas. You can't act two contradictory kulas. You can act with a contradictory chumra. And therefore, if it's a regular day, then it'll be a kula to call it today because he's yotze one day. No, he can start counting tomorrow. But if today's the 30th and tonight's the 31st, then calling it tomorrow would be a kula, shmoa rechoka. Nope, still a shmoa krova. The Taz says if he hears after Maariv in day 30, it's still a shmoa krova. He has to count a full a full shiva. And in that case, he can count today as the first day because mele, he's already counting this today. Okay, that's an important Taz. It's important because of the yisod. I don't know how likely this to happen, but in our days. But it's important yisod. Davening Maariv doesn't make it the next day. It's really today. It's just you have to treat the chumra as the next day. But you can't treat it l'kula as if it's the next day. Yod Beis. Mishamesh lo meis lo nodalo eno chova sheyomru lo. Right? This is against the modern ethos, I admit. You're going to find this strange. Because we live in an era where information should be shared with everyone. There's no secrets. We don't believe in keeping secrets from anyone nowadays. Okay, once upon a time, it was different. And Chazal, the Kalach, is very in favor of not keeping secrets of things. There's no reason to keep secrets. But Avelos, even though it goes against our modern sensibilities, that everyone should get all the information. But Chazal is saying, no, that's positive information or useful scientific information. But negative information? No. Fundamentally, we don't believe in negativity. Therefore, there's negative information. You should not share it with someone unnecessarily. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Misha Meshlo Meshlo No Dalo, Eno Chomash Yomer Lo. You don't have to tell him. Even if his parents died, you don't have to tell him. Yal Zen never held you. You have to tell him. Don't give a hook seal. Whoever spreads bad news is a fool. Meaning, you shouldn't tell him. Now, obviously, in the modern era, this means use your judgment. You know, if someone's on social media, then they're going to find out in 5 minutes. So, you know, you have to do what's practical. But the point is, even nowadays, you have old people. You have old people, they're not on social media, they're not this, not that. They don't talk to their friends on the phone until their friends died 5 years ago. And their brother in California died. They'll never find out. So you don't tell them. In the old days, it was much more common. Okay, because there was no modern communication. But even nowadays,
if someone doesn't need to know, you don't tell them. Not only that, if you ask, then you're going to cause them to violate Hilchos Avelos. Isn't that lifnei iver of causing them to, or at least a lack of arvus of causing them to do an avera? So adds the mechaber. No, mutar l'azmin l'sus eiros nisuin. You can invite them to an Eden party to wedding. We call simcha. Not only is it, can you let them break avelos, you can even make them break avelos. You can put their shoes on yourself. And the Echron is saying the husband can mishamish with his wife in that situation, or vice versa, and invite them to a wedding. Why? Came into any yodea. What's the rule? This is the yisod of halachas avelos. In most halachas in the Torah, what makes something usher or chayim is the fact. Whether someone knows it determines whether they're amazed or shogit. But the halach is based on the fact. If this food is treif, it's treif because it's treif. Whether or not you know it shows if you're amazed or shogit. But either way, it's treif and you can't eat it. Right? A fact is a fact. Right? What's the reason I have to shake a lulav today? Because the fact is that it sucks. Whether or not I know, it only determines my level of rishus. However, avelos is an exception. The halos avelos is not because someone died. Someone being died does not, even Klamish Maya Galga, even up in heaven, if we ask the Leonavi, someone's relative dying does not create a Chiyuv Avelos. Only Yediyah creates a Chiyuv Avelos. This is one of the unique halachos, that it's not the fact that creates the mitzvah, it's the Yediyah that creates the mitzvah. And therefore, if they don't know yet, it's heter gomer for them to break Avelos. Because there's no Chiyuv Avelos in the first place. Obviously, this makes sense. How do we know this makes sense? Let's say they find out 3 weeks later, they have to Chiyuv Avelos then. Why? Because the halos of the mitzvah is when they know, not when it happens. And therefore, if you never tell them, someone has an old relative who's never going to find out that her brother died who was far away. Never tell her, she'll never give a velos, and that's Heter Gomer. Not only is Heter Gomer, that's the L'chachiva. There's Motzi Diva who killed.
And we said previously that Shiva is really for Kavod of the Avelin, not for the mace. So it's...
Then it for sure makes sense.
Right.
It's not so clear that we said that. Okay. That was That's not mainstream necessarily, but okay, that's one possibility. But in any case, to add there, add the mechaber. However, this is, he didn't tell you a lie, this is just to not tell. But if the guy asks, like Rav Chiya asked Rav, is my brother alive, is my sister alive? You can't lie to someone to the Shekher Tircha. Right? There's a heter, not a heter, he of not to share bad news. That doesn't mean you're allowed to lie, because we believe in the value of truth. Truth overrides not sharing bad news. Shalom bayis overrides truth, but truth overrides not sharing bad news. However, says the Shachar the Taz here, the Taz, based on the Gemara of Sachin, however, even if they ask, say it in a like indirect hinting way to not say bad news explicitly. Right? Don't like go shout from the rooftop. Say it in an indirect way so they'll understand. Okay, add the Ramah. However, there's an exception to all of this. This is all referring to brothers and sisters and husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and daughters. When we come up and button the but for sons, Nagulodia Kdishiomer Kaddish. By sons, you have to tell the sons. Oh, you're not going to tell bad news. That's what's not absolutely necessary. By sons, they have to say Kaddish, and the need of Kaddish outweighs the impropriety of telling bad news. But daughters, you don't have to tell because they don't say Kaddish. The Achronim here say, if you look in the Pesach Tshuva here, Sifkat and Beis, he points out, he quotes, Panim Eros and others all say it, that even the Banim, that's only on a regular day. On Yontif, you shouldn't even tell the kids because Simchas Yontif outweighs Kaddish. Kaddish outweighs not telling bad news. Simchas Yontif outweighs Kaddish. So even if they'll miss Kaddish and Yontif, wait till after Yontif to tell them. Continuing. Okay, now, there's some more details we don't have to deal with right now. Now we're moving on. The rest of Siman Tov Beis is not about Shmua Krov and Rechok anymore. It's about Yartzeit. We know Yartzeit, when you get a chance, please, is everyone, right? Everyone knows the importance of Yartzeit. Where does Yartzeit come up in the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is not in the Machaber, but it's in the Ramah. Even though nowadays, far in the Nashkan, says the Ramah, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara has a vague hint. Someone who says, I'll fast like the day my father died, which sort of implies there's some meaning of fasting the day his father died, which was something that day every year, not just that day itself, although none of this is clear, right? Just like an example in a totally different context. Says the Ramah, but based on that, mitzvah is anos yom shemitzvah v'imo. It's a mitzvah to fast on a yahrzeit. Interestingly, what's the first thing the Ramah says about yahrzeit? Does he say to light a yahrzeit candle? No. That's not anywhere in this Ramah. Does he say to say Kaddish? No. What does he say? He says to fast on a yahrzeit. We have many minhagim we do on a yahrzeit. The one that's in the Ramah is one that most people don't do nowadays, except for very stark glitch boxes, as I mentioned. There are many minhagim of yahrzeit. Those are all after the Ramah. What are some of the minhagim of yahrzeit? So if you remember, we already saw that not to go to a wedding the night before, to say Kaddish, to light a yahrzeit candle, to try to, if it's not going to make a fight, then if you're not going to insult or make anyone else feel bad, to daven for the Omer that day, to try to daven for the Omer the Motzei Shabbos beforehand. What's special at the Motzei Shabbos beforehand? Why daven for Motzei Shabbos? So Motzei Shabbos when the Neshamas go back to Gehenna, right? They'll get him on Shabbos. And to try to get Maftar and Aliyah the Shabbos beforehand. Obviously, better not to fight with anyone about any of these things. Those are the Ashkenazic Menhagim on a yahrzeit. Other Menhagim, Maftar or another Aliyah, whatever's available. Other Menhagim are sometimes people make an Azkara, right? They have Limud, Kaddish, discuss, etc. If it works out. And sometimes they go to the kever, if they live near the kever, on the yard site. These are all minhagim of yard site, right? These are all minhagim of yard site. Some people try to make a siyum, make an azkara with the siyum. Okay, but the ikar minhagim are, the only minhag of the Ramah is one that no one keeps anymore, which is fasting. Why? Because in the old days, fasting was more about their lifestyle. Nowadays, it's hard for us to fast. It's we don't like fasting so much, etc. So most people don't fast anymore, except for very stark lipids. Yeah.
I didn't say mitzvah. It's
not mitzvah. Why does he say mitzvah instead of noagim? Is a great question. I'm not sure. It is a great question. Like, why doesn't he say, meaning the Ramah very often says noagim le. Why doesn't he say noagim? Mitzvah sounds like doing 6 or 8 mitzvahs. That's good. Not. That's an amazing question. I have a theory, but I'm not sure if it's true. What is he? Let's see. I'm not sure. The only thing I could think of is because once people do it, it's b'chal kibud avim. Maybe that's why he says mitzvah. Meaning if people stop doing it, then it's not kibud avim anymore. But when everyone does it, it's mitzvah kibud avim. Okay, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. Now, again, even if nowadays we don't fast, we still light a candle and say Kaddish and try to do other things. So we have to know which day is the yahrzeit. This is the big issue. Which day is the yahrzeit? What do we mean by that? Yom Misa or Yom Kvura. Says the Ramah, Mis'anim Yom Misa v'lo Yom Kvura. The yahrzeit is the Yom Misa, not the Yom Kvura. Imlo Misha Haya Yitzal Kvura v'lo Yitzal Misa. Except for a kid who was at the Kvura, not at the Misa. Say a kid missed the Misa. He didn't know his father was dying. They would go there afterwards. And he came to the Kvura, then he fasted the day of the Kvura. Okay. Now, this is super duper controversial. You got the board, right? Okay, I guess just our eraser that was. What the fuck? This is that water. Just imagine what we have to look forward to.
Any future questions? So go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm
resigning my post. I'll send the pictures to the board.
Well, this is your last year of the year anyway, yes.
Yeah, I understand.
This is making me bored.
I'll be done with Lachavskos and assume that I hallucinated that.
Hallucinated what?
Exactly. Okay, my kids call those dad jokes. Okay. Yeah, I guess. Mutter.
I have to ask the board if it was funny or not.
Okay, now, well, okay, says the Ramah, Yoma Misa, or if he was at the Kfura, Yoma Kfura. A lot of people argue this Ramah. Basically, everyone argues on the Ramah. The Shach argues on this Ramah. And the Taz argues on this Ramah. They say, what do you mean it depends? There are two brothers. One was there when the father died, and the other only came for the funeral. So they keep, for the next 100 years, they keep yard side in two different days? Rama would say yes. But this depends on a Hakira as to what's the reason for fasting on a yard side? What's the reason for fasting on a yard side? So there are two main reasons that are quoted in the Mahari Minis. The Rama doesn't seem to hold either of them. Let's see the two main reasons. What if one brother, according to Ramah, one brother was with his father on the deathbed? The other brother missed the death, only heard about it afterward, and he came to the funeral. So one brother was with his father when he died on Aleph Tammuz. The other brother only made it to the funeral on Beis Tammuz. So one brother keeps the earth today every year on Aleph Tammuz. The other brother keeps the earth today every year on Beis Tammuz. The Ramah would say in a Chanami. So what? But the Achronim found it weird. They didn't like this. What's the reason? The Mari Mint says he's Masumak. Yom Hashanah. By the way, Israeli Hebrew for yard side is Yom Hashanah. Israelis don't know what yard side means. They call it Yom Hashanah. So says the Mahari Mintz. He says I'm a Masumak. One of these is quoted by the Shach from Levush or something. Levush quotes one of them. One shita is Isra Mazli. That's the Shach quotes in Levush. We can mazel. What does that mean? Last year, on Tesvav Sivan, his father died. Or 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. If his father died in Tesvav Sivan, then that din is against the whole family, and he continues to mazel his father. That means he might die in Tesvav Sivan. If his father died, then that's dangerous for him. It's an Eis Tzara. And in Eis Tzara, you have to fast to be saved from Sakana. Isra Mazli, the Ben, right? Of the Ben. The Ben is in danger because that's a day that's against his Mazel. That's the Shach Bos Lubosh. Mari Yemin says, or because of Kapara La'av. Well, you say Ben, you could say La'av. Kapara for the father, no. Let's say better. What does he say? He says we have Masora. Every year, yeah, right? You ever go to jail? How often do you get a parole board meeting? Once a year, right? You have to give your request to the parole board, and they come and they judge whether they let you out on parole. Every year, the nifter's neshama gets judged. So every year you want to get a zechus and a kapara for the niftar. And therefore, the son fasts to bring a zechus and a kapara to his father's soul, which is being rejudged this year. That, the Mahari Mint says, one of these two reasons. Simites, one of these two reasons. Okay. What about judge? Don't we say the Rishayim only go to Gehenna for 12 months? So after the first year, what is he judged for? Okay, so the Hasidim say, no, he's not necessarily judged for getting out of Gehenna like a parole board. He's judged for Madrega and Olam Ha'emes. Okay, every year he's judged, he can get to a better Madrega and Olam Ha'emes if he has a lot of Zechuyos. Therefore, his son fast and Tzedakah and Bima Torah and all kinds of things to get more Zechuyos. According to both Shabbat and the Mahari Mitz, what day should you keep the yard site? Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfura? You know what I mean? What day is the bad luck? You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Is when he died. It's not bad luck to be buried. Bad luck to die. What day is his father judged? His father judged on the Yom HaMisa, says Mari Mintz. It certainly doesn't depend whether the son was here for the hospital or was only here at the funeral. That doesn't change these things. What's the Svar of the Ramah? The Ramah is based on Kabbalah and Fizak and Muflag Maharam Landa. I'm not sure this Maharam Landa is, right? Kabbalah from Maharam Landa. So what does the Maharam Landa hold? So the Achronim say there's a phrase that's floating around the Achronim, Zichron Tzar. Zichron Tzar is a little reminiscent of what fast days, according to the Ritva and the Ran against the Rambam. Do we ever present the fast to Zichron Tzar? Dalet Zomos, according to the Ritva and the Ran against the Rambam. Right? The end of Megillah. Right? Dalet Zomos. Why do we have Dalet Zomos? Zichron Tzar, to remind us, the Tzar of the Churban. If it's Zichron Tzar, then the Rambam makes perfect sense. When is the Zichron Tzar? Well, depends. If he was with his father when he died, the Ikar Tzar is when his father died. If he wasn't there when he died, then the Ikar Tzar was at the funeral of the Kfura. That makes a lot of sense according to the Rambam. Meaning, what's a Nafgamina? Nafgamina is which day? According to the Mari Mintz, it's Yom HaMisa. According to the Maharam Landau, it depends. You know, let's say a little better. The tzar of the son that his father died. Like the tzar of us that our Beis HaMikdash was burnt. So the tzar of the son that his father died. When did the son have tzar? Well, it depends. If he was there when his father died, he had tzar the day his father died. If he got a phone call and came the next day for the funeral, he had tzar at the funeral. So then if you're a dive to the Lashon HaRama, someone who's by Kfur, not Misa, fast the day of Kfur. What about someone who's at neither? It's interesting, you might have said the Yom Shmua, but there he goes with the Yom HaMisa. Okay, it's a little funny, there's no tzar. I'm not sure what to tell you. You know, I'm trying to explain the Rama. I'm nicer with the Rama than the Achronim. The Achronim just say the Rama is dead wrong and there's no explanation. But here I'm stuck, because like, if it was a Shmua, why doesn't he fast the Yom Shmua? I'm not sure. Maybe the Rama would have to say, well, there he doesn't want to be too different from other people. I'm not sure. You got me there. Eitzel HaMisa. Yom HaMisa. Hayarak Eitzel HaKvura. Yom HaKvura. Okay, what Jacob points out is that if he was at neither, then we haven't really explained the Rama well. Okay, but I still think this is the Maharam Landa. Not me, the Achronim throw around this phrase. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? All the Achronim are against. There's a big machlokas, but this isn't the machlokas. All the Achronim are against the Ramah. No one's on the Ramah's side here. Mamish. The Ramah is abandoned. The Ramah is helpless. Ein lo menache. No one's on his side. The Shach is against him. The Vush is against him. The Masas Ben Yamin is against him. We'll see, there's a subtlety. The Taz is against him. Everyone's against him. Rama, Levush, Masas Binyamin, Shach, Taz, all the Achronim, no one's on the Rama's side. We'll see there's another machlokas here. We pass like Mari Mintz. It's either because of Isra Mazle or because of Din and Kapara of the Mace. And therefore, it just depends on the Yom HaMisa. We pass in Yom HaMisa. Open shot. If someone's father died 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, no one keeps the Ramah. Every single Jew alive today, if their father died two years ago, keeps Yom HaMisa as the yard site. What did I purposely not say just now? Isaac, were you listening closely?
Nice.
What was my awkward formulation? If the father died 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, everyone keeps Yom HaMisa. No one holds like the Ramah. What if the father died 1 year ago? That's where the action is. That's the controversy. Ad Hayom Hazeh, you'll see rabbis disagreeing about it. Not fighting about it, because it's not into fighting about people dying. But disagreeing about it. why do they disagree about it? This is the Masas Ben Yamin quote in the Shach, because you have the following problem. What's the following problem? How do you solve this problem? Or not? What's the following challenge? let's imagine different scenarios. Let's say Misa, Hura, last day of Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, and first yard site. Let's take the easy case. Ready? Aleph Sivan, right? Eretz Yisrael Begiyah, buried that day. Even Eretz Yisrael Begiyah, finally buried that day. What if he buys an Aleph Sivan at 6 p.m.? You know, okay. So, when is the last day of Avelos? That's very creative of you. I guess Mashiach's coming.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Chav Pesach. Because year only has 29 days. Right? That's what you meant. Right?
I was going with the Mashiach thing.
You know, thank you. Because you know what? It's not fair. I shouldn't expect you to know math. Let's do a better example. Right? Here we go. Beis Sivan. Last day of Avelos is Aleph Sivan. The yard side is Beis Sivan. And anyone remember what minhag we have? I think I mentioned this once.
Yeah,
we continue Avelos through Beis Sivan as a minhag. Let's take another scenario. Beis Sivan, but he was buried the next day, Gimel Sivan. Then the last day of Avelos is Beis Sivan. The yard side is Beis Sivan. All right, works out. Right, the yard side happens to be the last day of Avelos, and that's very appropriate. The yard side, they finish their Avelos. Closure, it seems right. However, what if there's a delay? In America, they always delay a lot, even in Eretz Yisrael. What if someone dies 10 minutes before Shabbos? They're not buried that day, they're not buried the next day, buried 2 days later, right? Even in Yerushalayim, someone dies 10 minutes before Shabbos, they can't be buried till, not Shabbos, but that's 2 days later, right? So what if a Sivan, Dalit Sivan, and etc.? Obviously, more delays would be in the same boat. What would happen here? The Avelos ends Gimel Sivan, but the yard side is Beis Sivan. Now we have a problem. The yard side is before the Avelos ends. Why is that a problem? Because everyone is nohay to end the Avelos on the yard side. Then we have a problem. Problem. What's the problem? Is that they will end Avelos on the yard site. In this case, 1 day later, ending Avelos on the yard site is perfect. And they say in Hebrew, bull. Bullseye. In this case, they'll end Avelos on the yard site, they'll add 1 day of Avelos. That's an okay minhag. But if it's 2 days or more, and obviously it gets even worse if it's 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, then they'll end Avelos before they're supposed to end Avelos, and they'll do an Avera. It's going to lead to an Avera. What do we do about this fact that it's going to lead to an Avera? What do we do about the fact that it's going to lead to an Avera? Valid question? Okay, so there are four approaches. One is the Taz. Says the Taz, denies a premise. Who says you count Yud Beis Chodesh from Misa? From Kvura. You count Yud Beis Chodesh from Misa. And it's no problem. If you count Yud Beis Chodesh from Misa, then Yud Beis Chodesh ends on Aleph Sivan. Then by definition, Yud Beis Chodesh always ends the day before the Yahrzeit. Says he denies the premise. The assumption was we count Yud Beis Chodesh from Kvura. Why? We count Shiva from Kvura, we count Shloshim from Kvura, we count Yud Beis Chodesh from Kvura. Says it does not. Shiva and Shloshim are one din. Regular Avelos, Yud Beis Chodesh is done, another din, Shiv Kibra Ba'im. And that's different. He says you count Yud Beis Chodesh from Yom HaMisa,
and you count Yahrzeit from Yom HaMisa. If you think about the math, if you get Yahrzeit from Yom HaMisa and Yom HaSchodesh from Yom HaMisa, by definition, the Yahrzeit will always be the day after the Yom HaSchodesh ends, and you'll add one day of Avelos. No one will ever do an Avera. That's the sheet that Taz. No one in the world paskens like the Taz. They all say that's ridiculous. You have to count your base Kodesh in the Kippurah. Why? You got to share between Kippurah, Shalosh, and Kippurah. Second solution. Ready for the second solution? The second solution is the Ma'aseh Binyamin. Sorry. Is the Ma'aseh Binyamin. Says the Ma'aseh Binyamin. In both the Shach and the Taz, he says, no, you count Yud Beis Chodesh from Yom Kippura, and you count the first Yahrzeit from Yom Kippura. Nothing to do with the Ramah. He says the very first year you count Yahrzeit from Yom Kippura, only on the first year. Why? On the first year, you count Yahrzeit from Yom Kippurah to avoid a mishal. To avoid this, look, Yahrzeit, there's no din of Yahrzeit, it's a minim. So the rabbi said, well, a tweak the minim of the first year in order to avoid a violation of the din. If you kept the Yahrzeit on the Yom HaMisa the first year, you would violate the din. On Gimel Sivan, they would go to parties. Therefore, Chazal said, no, on the first year, keep the Yahrzeit in Dalet Sivan. Therefore, you'll never have a mishal. Better to change a minute for 1 year than to have a mishol and din. No one passes like the Ma'aseh Binyamin nowadays either. What are the two shitas that people do paskin like? The two shitas people do paskin like are the Shach. Says the Shach. Says the Shach. What's his solution? He likes the Ma'aseh Binyamin. But what doesn't he like about the Ma'aseh Binyamin? Really, Yahrzeit Yom HaMisa. What did the Ma'aseh Binyamin did? He adulterated the Minhag for 1 year in order to save people from violating din. Is that a worthwhile endeavor? The Shach says yes. It's worth adulterating the Minhag for 1 year, once, 1 year, just 1 day, to avoid people violating din. However, what is the Shach not like about the Ma'aseh Binyamin? What about this case? First year, keep Yahrzeit on Gimel Sivan. Why? On Beis Sivan wouldn't have been a problem. Meaning the Ma'aseh Binyamin made a low plug. First year of Yahrzeit is Yom Kippura, low plug regardless. Says the Shach, no. And here, it's Machlokas how to read the Shach. I am going to read the Shach like the Yerush Moshe, which is the most logical way. The Gesher Chaim is a different way of reading the Shach. You can look there if you want. I'm going to read the Shach like the Yerush Moshe. Says the Shach, what do you mean? If he's buried and died and buried the same day, there's no machlokas. If he's died and buried 1 day later, you don't need to change the minhag. Why do you need to ruin the minhag? There's no problem. Only if it's 2 days later, you need to. So says the Shach, I agree with Ma'aseh Binyamin, but without a little plug. Only on a need basis, you count Yud Beis Chodesh from the Kippura, from the Yom Kippura, and you count the first Yahrzeit from Yom HaKippura only if necessary. What do I mean by necessary? If, he says, 3 or 4 days, which Rav Moshe says means the third or fourth day, meaning 2 days later. What if necessary equals only if the delay was at least 2 days? Shach al pi igros Moshe. If the delay was 1 day, then well, you don't need to mess up the minhag. Why adulterate a minhag for no reason? Why make a low plug?
No. If he was buried one day later, then keep the Yom Nisan yard site, and it won't be Mechshol. If he was buried 2 days later, then to avoid a Mechshol, keep the Yom Kfura the first yard site. Not the second or third yard site, just the first yard site. So he's half the Masas Bin Yamin. He's the Masas Bin Yamin only when necessary. Says the Pesach Chuvus Forgotten Gimel, quoting someone, quoting thee. Quoting himself, because he thinks it's so obvious he doesn't need to quote anyone. And Itaka has a good point. Itaka has a good point. He says, hold on a second. That's only necessary in a regular year. In a leap year, it's not necessary. Why? You know what happens in a leap year? Let's go to the leap year. Forget this, etc. Leap year. Beis Sivan, Dalet Sivan. The yard site would be Beis Sivan. When would the Yud Beis Chodesh end? Gimel Iyar. Because Yud Beis Chodesh, we read this explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, is not a year, it's 12 months. That's why they say Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, in a leap year, since there were two others, it would be Gimel Iyar. Meaning, in a leap year, no one's going to end up Avelus early. What do you mean end up Avelus early? It's 29 days later. Sorry, 28 days later. Of course they're not going to end up Avelus early. The yard site doesn't get out before the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. It comes out a month after Yud Beis Chodesh. Matter, there's no minhag to add it in this case. There's no mechshol, right? No mechshol and no Avelus on the yard site. Why is there no Avelus on the yard site? The minhag is just to extend it one day, not to all of a sudden start the Avelus 28 days later out of the clear blue. There's no mechshol if it's a leap year, and therefore add the Pesachei Tshuva very logically for at least 2 days, and it's not a leap year. Since it's a leap year, there's no problem. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so far, two shitas. Three shitas. What's the fourth shita? The fourth shita is what the Shach quotes from the Levush. What the Shach quote from the Levush? A Levush, he saw a Terzov, he goes there, etc., etc. Le'olam Yishlos Anos B'yom HaMisa Ad Kan Devar V'chei Masru Chuz Mari Brin Shehevi Bebach. Okay. And then he continues. Gam Yidivrei Sharech Rona Masru L'olam Masal Yom Misa V'lema Kvura. And then the Chum Nas Ben Yemen throws the bombshell of the first year. But what did the Levush that say of Teres Zohar? And when he says Shari Achronim hold? Nope. They hold. Count Yud Beis Chodesh from the Kvura. Count even the first yard site from the Misa. Oh, what about the Mechshol? You'll explain to people how to do the Mechshol. We'll deal with it. Right? And remind them that Avelus continues. Who says you have to change our minhag in order to avoid a mechshol? No, educate them not to do the mechshol. Who says they're going to have a mechshol and stop doing it? They can talk, have the yard site before the Avelus ends. Oh, it'll be a mechshol? No, it won't. You'll educate them not to make a mechshol. How do we paskin? No one paskin like one or two, only three or four. Let's just review the four shitas. Shita one, Yud Beis Chodesh from the Misa, and the yard site is from the Misa. Shita two, Yud Beis Chodesh is from the Kvura. Yard site is from the Kvura the first year and the Misa on subsequent years. Shita three, Yud Beis Chodesh from the Kvura. Yard site is on the Kvura the first year if necessary, if there was a 2 day or more delay and it's not a leap year. Otherwise, Yom Misa, and subsequent years, Yom Misa. And Shita 4, 1, 2, and 3 all don't have a Mechshol. Shita 4 says, no, Yud Beis Chodesh from Kfura, your side is Yom Misa. It might be a Mechshol. So you'll educate them not to do the Mechshol. Halacha L'maisa 3 and 4 is still a big machlokas ad Yom Hazeh. The Igros Moshe, Paskins like number 3. The Pnei Baruch, Paskins like number 4. The Gesher HaChayim brings down both Deos, but the Iker seems to prefer number 4. The what the psak. Igros Moshe says 3. The Bnei Baruch and the Iker Deya in the Gesher Chayim. He says there's two minhagim. It's 4. I've heard Rav Schechter say 4. Halacha l'maisa, it's a big machlok, is Adai Yomazeh. Many people are knowing 3, especially in America, based on Moshe. Many people in Eretz Yisrael are knowing 4. Halacha l'maisa, if someone asked me, I would say 4. I would say 4. It's very hard to know these things. It's not even a matter of lundas that you can prove. You know, it's just that they make you zero or not. Halacha l'maisa, it seems that more modern-day posts can prefer number 4. But it's an open machlokas ad hayom hazeh. Really, follow the minhag makom. There's a minhag makom, follow the minhag makom. If there's no minhag makom, again, no one holds 1 or 2. If there's no minhag makom, I would follow 4. Ha, nira, let me use that.
It seems funny to hold 3 because by 3, you still have to change something from what you would assume. I mean, you're changing the years of dealing with it. Once you have to tell them that they're going out of the order anyway.
Exactly, that's what I think. Like, instead of having to tell them that there's a weird way to tell people the yard site to choose them, just tell them the Velos extends past the yard site. Nowadays, maybe once upon a time people couldn't handle that. I think people can handle that nowadays. I think it's maybe less confusing, as you point out, to say 4. Say, you know, the yard site's on Gimel, but the Velos continues through Dalit. As opposed to the yard site this year is now, next year is something else. I agree. If someone asks me, I tell them 4, unless they're clear meaning of Malcolm. Okay. Continuing. That's it for Yom Yisrael Yom Kippur. Now we have to deal with some calendrical oddities. You ready for calendrical oddities?
We're ready.
Okay, first the Kula. V'im'ira Yom Zeb Yom She'inom V'tachlon Amos Anu Klal. If the yard site is on a day when there's no tachlon, of course we do all the other things, but they don't fast. So no matter how stark a litvak you are, if your parent died on a day when there's no tachlon, then you don't fast. Okay, reasonable enough. Now, what about weird days? I'm going to need your help. What about weird days? You know, right? We remember it's Pirates of Penzance. There are certain days in the Jewish calendar that don't happen every year. What days in the Jewish calendar don't happen every year?
Lamed of a bunch of months.
Lamed of a bunch of months and an entire Adar, right? So, right, you're in all the Mormons, Olympus, etc. So, briefly, without getting into all the, what happens when you have weird days? So what does he say? In Mesuba Adar in his Abra Shana, Okay. Let's put all the weird cases. You ready for all the weird cases? Three of the 4 scenarios are shmizi. If he died in a leap year, and now is a leap year, that's easy. Died in Rishon and Rishon, Shani, Shani, right? Died in a leap year, and now it's a regular year, that's also easy. Whichever Adar they died in, doesn't matter, keep the Yartzeit in Adar. Died in a regular year, and now it's a regular year, that's also Pashat. What's the only tricky part? They died in a regular year, and now it's a leap year. They died in Gimel Adar. And now there's 2 Adars. Which Adar do you keep? So here there are 3 possibilities. Says the Mechaber, not here, but it's in Tavkov Samach Zayin. Read that Tavkov Chanios. The Mechaber says Adar Sheni. Sfardim do Adar Sheni. Ashkenazim, as the Ramah here says, Adar Rishon. Depends if they're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. Sephardim do Adar Sheni, Ashkenazim do Adar Rishon. However, the Shachar points out that in Or HaChaim, the Rama says, Yish Machmir L'Sanos B'Shneim, V'Kach Kosam Arshalshken Nogen, V'Vio HaBach. However, and this also is the Shita of the Gra, of the Chumrah in the Ramah is both. Halacha l'maisa, what do Ashkenazim say? Ashkenazim say it's preferable to do both. However, at least the first. Therefore, someone should say Kaddish on both. But the Iker is the first. You know, if they want right to get an aliyah from their shul, then they should take it the first. That's how we paskin. We paskin. Medina Rishon. But Lechatchila, both. What do you mean Lechatchila? Maybe I should go Lechatchila. You know, it's proper. It's proper to do both. Meaning, what does this basically mean? Someone who doesn't want to do too much, we tell them the first one. Someone who really wants to do it right, you know, then we tell them to do both. Saying Kaddish on both is not really so hard. Some people don't want to be matriach. The Iker for Ashkenazim is the first, but it's better to do both. Okay, other issues that come up that are not in the Ramah here is what about excuse me. Here I'm going to quote you some Mr. Brewers from Tavkuf Samaches. Ready? What about the following case? What about Lamed Adar Aleph? And now it's a regular year. What's the problem? After all, whatever was on our Aleph, just do Adar that year. What's the problem, Effie? Father died Lamed Adar Aleph, and now it's a regular year. What's the problem?
No Lamed
Adar. There is no Lamed Adar in a regular year. What do you do? There is no Lamed Adar in a regular year. It's a tough one, huh? So, here it's a bit of a machlokes. Could be. Lemaisa, what's tricky? There is no Lamed Adar, so where do you go, right? There is no Lamed Adar, so where do you go? So, one second. Rav Moshe has a Shitas Yachid here, which is not Makobol. All the poskim say, the poskim and the minhag olam is Lamed Shvat. Why? Because Lamed Adar Aleph is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. And the Ikar, meaning you have to have something similar to it. Why? Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Adar, the only day that could be described as the same as Lamed Adar is Lamed Shvat. Because Lamed Adar Aleph is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Lamed Shvat is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we do Lamed Shvat. Rav Moshe, but the minhag is not like that. The Igros Moshe says also Aleph Nisan. He's with something. He wants to say also do Aleph Nisan. Why? Because Lamed Adar is the day after Chavtes Adar. The day after Chavtes Adar is Aleph Nisan. The minhag olam is not like Rav Moshe. Minhag olam is just to do Lamed Shvat. How about the next weird case? The next weird case is, what about if someone dies on Lamed of what? Lamed of what?
Kislev.
Or? Same exact thing? Cheshvan. No, Cheshvan Kislev could have 29 or 30. What about if they died on Lamed Cheshvan or Kislev? And this year, it's only 29 days. What do you do in that case? This is a tremendous machlokas. Tremendous machlokas. Says the Aruch HaShulchan over there in Aruch Chaim and the Igros Moshe. You do it on Aleph Kislev or Aleph Teves. Why? What's the Yisod? It was on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Lam Cheshvan Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So go to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Right? The Yisod is Rosh Chodesh Kislev or Rosh Chodesh Teves. Says the Taz over there in Aruch Chaim. Nope. You do it on Chavtes Cheshvan.
or Kislev. The Iker is the last day of Kashrut. I mean, how do you define it? Do you define it as Rosh Chodesh Kislev or is the last day of Kashrut? Says the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. I'll have Kislev next year. Says the Tazna, last day of Kashrut. Chav Tes Kashrut. Says the Mishnah Brura, based on one Gersa in the in the Magen Avraham, and this is the mainstream minhag. Says the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says the Magen Avraham. There's two Gersas in the Magen Avraham. The other Gersa doesn't argue. It's just the other Gersa in the Magen Avraham is irrelevant. It's not talking about this at all. And the Mishnah Brura says depends on the first year. Depends on what happened the first year. This is a funny thing. Depends on what happens the first year. If if first year had 30, then it's Nikva B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev Oteves. Like the Aruch HaShulchan. If the first yahrzeit, there were 30 days, and you kept it on the 30th day the first time, you kept it on Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh forever. But if the first year had 29, then it's Nikva Liyom Achron Cheshvan or Kislev, like the Taz. Meaning, the Taz is right half the time, and the Aruch HaShulchan is right half the time. That's what the Magen Avraham says, according to Mishnah Berurah Gersa. And again, the other Gersa is just irrelevant, just as he didn't talk in this case at all. And the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and the way the Gesher HaChayim paskins. Depends on the first year. So, like, if someone's relative died a lot of Cheshvan, they have 20 before father died in Yom Kippur, one by Yom Kippur, you have to look at next year. If next year Cheshvan is 30 days, say, your yahrzeit is always the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If next year Cheshvan is only 29 days, tell them your yahrzeit is always the 29th of Cheshvan, the last day of Cheshvan. It's complicated. How do we paskin? It's not so clear how we paskin, but says the Gesher HaChayim, and I think this is what most far in paskin nowadays, says the Gesher HaChayim, that Me'ikar Hadin, we paskin like the Mishnah Brura, but it's proper to keep both. Meaning, if it's a year or 29 days, it's proper to keep both days. That's how we paskin. It's better to keep both days, but Me'ikar Hadin, we hold like the Mishnah Brura. Again, in America, some people doubtless follow Rav Moshe. That's if there's no Minhag Olam. Okay, if there's no Minhag Olam. If there's no Minhag Olam. No, I don't mean Minigam. If there's no Minigam Makom, there's a Minigam Makom like Rav Moshe in America and the Dura Moshe. But if there's no Minigam Makom, then, if there's no Minigam Makom, then follow the Mishnah Berurah. It's a little complicated. Basically, if there is a Lamed Cheshvan, just keep Lamed Cheshvan. On yours, there isn't a Lamed Cheshvan. It depends whether the first year there was or not. Yeah, it's a little complicated, but it could work out. What's the assumption? The assumption is the Iker Chiyuv Yahrzeit is the net. And therefore, the first year is when he accepted the neder. So depending on what it looked like the first year, that's what it is forever. That's the lumbus. Okay, one last point. Whoa. One last fascinating case. What if someone's not sure when the yahrzeit is? They forgot. Or they don't know exactly when the person died. Or the person died during Bein HaShemashos. What about a suffix? When he died. By the way, that's not such a crazy case. First of all, sometimes you find a dead body. You don't know exactly when he died. The police examiner comes, does an autopsy, says he's been dead for at least 2 days. But you know he's been dead for 2 days, 3 days, or 4 days. Or Bein HaShemashos. Right? 1% of all people die during Bein HaShemashos. Just statistics. Right? Approximately. Or their case where they got forgot the yahrzeit. What if the suffix which day he died? I don't mean suffix, the guy has no idea. His relative went to Auschwitz and he doesn't know when he died. Then the minute is he like picks one day. Suffix is today or tomorrow. Right? Let's say, for example, right? Kigon Aleph Sivan or Bet Sivan. Right? Suffix when he died. What do you do? big machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Gesher Chaim. What do you think? What's your svara?
What's your svara? Should he fast on Aleph or Beis? Say Kaddish on Aleph or Beis? What? It's good. Correct. It's better to do both. What's the ikker?
First day.
Why?
No, in the second day because we don't have human pronos.
Interesting. So the Igros Moshe says the ikker is the second day. But there's one svar the like ikker, and he says a better svar. Cheskas Chaim. How about Cheskas Chaim? Right? Because of Cheskas Chaim and Lo Makdim in Puranos. However, the Chassam Sofer, and this is the Psak of the Gesher HaChaim, says the Iker is the first day. Of course, it's better to do both, Misafik. Why is the Iker the first day? Here's an interesting one. Because what's the point? The point is because you need extra Zechuyos. If you have a choice, have the extra Zechuyos in advance or have them afterwards? What's better? Is it better to take a chance on the extra Zechuyos being early or a chance on the extra Zechuyos being late? Right? You have an appointment with the king. You need to ask for something. You need to send him like a present. Is it better to take a chance on the present being early or take a chance on the present being late? If it might not get there on the exact day. What's the svara? Better early. The present is early. He'll still be in a good mood the next day. If the present is late, it's not going to help. It says, look at the Ma'ariv Mitz that was on the last board. If you need extra zechuyos to get kapara for your father and din, or to keep you from sakana, better do it the first day. Worst comes to worst, the zechuyos were a day earlier, they'll still save you. Don't do it the second day, then maybe the zechuyos are too late, you can't do anything. That's the svara. The svara is, what's the svara? Better zechuyos early than late. That's a mafurish sham sofer. Better the zechuyos early than late. Because Rechaim doesn't say this far, but obviously it's the svar of some sofer. What else can it be? Right? Okay, halacha lemaisa, this is a big, big, big machlokas. It's a tremendous machlokas. If you ask me to be machria, I would say that maybe it would depend what kind of suffix it is. If your mamash not sure when he died, then go with Cheskas Chaim and assume he died later. If you know when he died, you just been a shmoshes, you don't know the rules of astronomy. Or you know when he died, you just forgot. Or you know when he died, just your clock wasn't accurate. Then I would go with the Gesher Chaim, sorry. Anyway, Lamaisa, that's what I would think. I would think that if your mom doesn't know when he died, go with Cheskas Chaim and assume the second thing. If you know when he died, you just don't know what day it was because it's been a shmoshes, or because people weren't paying attention, then that's not a Cheskas Chaim. You know when he died. You don't know what day it was because you don't know how to calculate the Benesh Moshe, then I would go with the Svarim Chassam Sofer and the Gesher HaChaim. Kach Nir Lanis, I can't prove it. So that's what I think. In my humble opinion, I would say if Suffolk is when he died versus if you know when he died, but don't know what day it was. Like if he died in a shmoshes, what Cheskas Chaim? He died now. You were there. You just don't know what date is on the calendar. How does Cheskas Chaim tell you what date is in the calendar? Better to do it earlier because I'm so far. But if mamish, you left him on Sunday, he was alive. You come back Monday, he's died. You don't know when he died. Then it makes sense to go with Cheskas Chaim. Kach Nir Lanis Daiti. I don't have a mucker for this. Okay, finishing up the simon. Those are the hard yartzeit shailos that come up all the time. Finishing up the simon. V'ayim le'elshem shin tzadi alti and lechol besudu le'elshem esbo avayim. We already saw that. Chol tiny zibber of Shabbos. What if it's on Friday and you make early Shabbos? Can you eat when you get home from shul, or do you have to wait for it to get dark? That's called hashlama. Dino kashar tainis. Oh, it's just like other tanesim. Ayin v'or chayin zim reish mem tes. That's hocha Shabbos, not hocha tanios. Miyum v'pam reishon hishlam yino kain kol yama. What Dharma say? Dino like other tanesim, not like a servitim. It's like other tanesim someone accepts. Meaning you can eat, if you make early Shabbos, you can eat when you get home from shul. However, if the first year you waited for it to get dark, then we did neder, you have to wait forever. Okay, this is very controversial. L'maisa, people don't fast so much anyway, so it doesn't go up all the time. This is very controversial. If you look in the Pesach Tshuva, there's a machlokes what the Rama means. Some achronim say he means if the first year was a weekday and you went all day, then even if it's Shabbos from then on, you have to go till dark. While the Taz and others say, no, it means that the first time it was on Shabbos, you get to decide. Then the Prima Gadim says, you know what? If the first year was on Shabbos and you made early Shabbos at 8, then even on a weekday, you don't keep it. So, L'maisa, they accepted Psak of the Poskim nowadays, like the middle sheet of the Taz and the Chachani and Achal Shiva, which is probably what Yuthoth Rama meant. Whenever the earth sets on a weekday, he goes till it says. The first time it falls on Friday, we see what he does. If he makes early Shabbos and eats, then from then on, he can make early Shabbos and eat. If he waits for dark, from then on, he has to wait for dark. Not the first year. The first year that it's on a Friday. That's the sheet of the Taz, and that's how we pass it. Okay, very Mary? Briefly, tough. Yes.
Just to clarify, if a person fasts the first year, then we assume that the Nether's Chal, you always have to fast going forward?
Correct. Right, that's the assumption, the unstated assumption, Rabbi. Correct. Okay, let's briefly run through Tuf Gimel. Doesn't come up a lot. Hamalakit Atzmos Aver. Remember in the old days, they used to have this shita that seems weird to us, right? They would bury for a year till the flesh decomposed. Then they would dig up and take the bones, put the bones in a jar, in a pottery jar, and then put that jar in a big family grave, right? Didn't take up much space, because after a year, they would free up the space, and it would only be one jar. Okay, Hamalakit Atzmos Aver, Bolshal Shakro, someone who collects the bones of his fathers or other relatives, of his avlo alehem, anyone who's normal avails, this avlo in polyunko has to be in this avlo the rest of the day, not mixyum kukula, the whole rest of the day. B'chol advarim nogim ba'avel, b'kviyas mita batim srosh, niyos hasan, v'tashna mita, rechitza v'sicha, l'erevein mis avlo alehem, meaning keeps not mixyum, he keeps the rest of the day.
Rabbi?
Sorry,
just go back. Could we suggest to someone to the first time he fasts to take it to fast al tanai that's not another, or that doesn't work?
Yeah, absolutely. Nowadays, you should suggest someone to fast and say bli neder the first year. That way, they won't get in trouble if they want to go to the minigol. I agree. I agree 100%. You're absolutely right. Okay. Afil trulim sadino. I mean, even if he hasn't reburied them, even if they're in his sheet, in a sack, still, he's only one day avelos. Even if they have 5 days to rebury, he's only avelos the day he disinters, not the day he reinters. What if it gets dark in the middle? He's collecting the bones in the middle, it gets dark. No, he only has now the day he starts disinterring. So if it gets dark in the middle, he doesn't have to use Abel at all. Remember, you shouldn't do it right before it gets dark because you shouldn't make an excuse and it's disrespectful to like make an excuse to get out of the avelos. Bein aninus blikin atzamas rakol avelos biyad. Aninus here means the iser of medium wine. There's no iser of medium wine, only avelos. Well, see, there is a pter for mitzvos, but no iser of medium wine. Continuing. Kol shekriya lav b'shas misasa, kriya lav b'shas likin atzamas. There's also kriya, because she'enam is acha b'shas misasa, and it's acha b'shas likin atzamas. Whether you can resow it depends on what would have been when they died. Gimel atzamas in omla l'mashura. There's no, you know, the shura after the funeral. You don't make a shura when the guy takes the bones of his relative. You just say tanchumen to the relative himself. You don't make a public havrav. They say you do a sudas havra in his house. You don't say sad eulogies, but you say praises. You praise the mace, praise Hashem, but you don't make people cry and get sad. Because it's a sad thing, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Obviously, not other relatives. What if the guy didn't do it? He just heard that a stranger collected the bones of one of his relatives. Even though he wasn't there, does a velos. Well, Shamash could be esvel, but be here as they picked him yesterday. He does a misavel. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Pesach Tshuva, in the midst of a complicated case, the minigol is like the Chassam Sofer. Nowadays, no one takes out the bones of their own relatives. Even if you move it, sometimes they move a mace to Eretz Yisrael, or sometimes the cemetery, you know, the city decides to destroy the cemetery, so they move all the mace. That's the Chassam Sofer's case. No one takes their own relatives. The Chevra Kadisha does it. Says the Chasam Sofer, the minhag nowadays that if the Chevra Kadisha takes out someone's bones, they don't tell the relative until the next day. And we don't practice this Avilus. Okay, even though the relative himself can't do it a minute before Shkia to get out of Avilus, but the Chevra Kadisha can decide to say, we're taking all the dead people out of the cemetery next week. We'll tell everyone when we took your relative. They can tell everyone the day after. And then no one does this Avilus. That's the minhag nowadays, like the Chasam Sofer. Continuing in Sifvav, this is a covenant mace. If it's not totally decomposed, you can't break bones to fit them in a small container, and you can't even break the tendons that connect the bones to fit them in a small container. You're not allowed to break him to fit him in a small container. Zion, you're only allowed to be after all the flesh decomposed, because then it's not disrespectful. Decomposing flesh looks disgusting and smells disgusting. After all decomposed, it looks like bones and smells like bones. It looks normal. So the chachila, you're not allowed to do it till the flesh is gone. Kala basar, ainat turini karas ba'atzamos. Once the flesh decomposed, now the atzamos don't look like a person. Therefore, it's not disrespectful for the son to pick up the bones of his parents because they don't look like his parents anymore. They just look like bones. It's still better, like mitzvah amufchar. Mahadrin, the son, out of respect, should not handle the bones of his parents like the next sif. What's in the next sif? The next sif says that a malakit adam atzul shnei mason ke'echad rosh ha'parskul likan. Demer Yochanan says you can collect two people into one basket, just put one bones on the right and one bones on the left, and you're not afraid they'll mix, which would be disrespectful. But Rabbi Lazar was so far, he says, no, if you bury them in this basket, it will decompose and the bones will mix it. It's disrespectful to mix bones. You'll mix bones of two mason, which is disrespectful. That's our minhag. You have to put each bones, and we don't do it. But if we want to do it, you have to put each bones in a separate cedar or pottery container. This is my father said, when he was dying, first bury me in the field. And after the flesh decomposes, collect my bones or tinei bar rosin and put it in a cedar coffin. And you don't do it with your own hands because I don't want you to disrespect me. If you handle my bones, you'll lose respect for me. Okay, that's where we see that even though it's mutter for the son to handle his father's bones, it's better not to. Collecting bones or watching a mace or carrying the bones. Because it's covered a mace. Even though it's a year later, it's still covered a mace. So he's part from all mitzvahs out of covered a mace. Whether you linger or not, he's osik mitzvah, part from a mitzvah. Whether he's in the road or his sphino, even if there are many people, if they couldn't take shifts, right? If there are many people collecting, you need them all. If there are many people guarding, one guy guards, the other one dies. But if many people collecting, you need them all to collect at once, or else it'll be too slow. And therefore, even if you want to be machmir, just like some Shimon Aleph, to say Kriya Shema, you can't, because the lack of covered up mace will be at Samos. It's a covered up mace, it's an interesting, l'chora covered up mace is a mitzvah. Once you're doing it, it's an interesting question. Why do you have to? The truth is, okay, I'll say it a little better. Even if it's not a mitzvah, it's covered a mason. Because I'll pop it because it's covered a mason. Like this is a if it's appropriate. If there's a reason. They only did it when they had a good reason. When they had a reason, they would do it. Once you're doing it, it's covered a mason. It's not covered a mason to ignore it's giving you a little. If you're carrying bolts from one place to another, you can't put them in the saddle and then sit on them. Chas v'shalom, you can't sit on the bones. That's disrespectful. But to put them behind you in a sack behind you is okay. Meaning they're less common than Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah you shouldn't sit on or put behind you. This you shouldn't sit on, but you can put them behind you. Like in a knapsack. However, so the full protection of the bones, the only way to protect them from gun up is to sit on them, then it's mutter. Their own protection, it's better to protect them. Okay, before we get to the Ramah, I'm going to beg your indulgence. I just want to spend 5 minutes. I'm going to go over a little. You're allowed to go over a few minutes on the last day. All those who are far away, I'm going to send you a. Okay. Where is the file? Oh, I was going to send the file, but I realized the file doesn't live on this computer because it's not my computer. Sorry, give me half a second. I'm going to apologize. Everyone just breathe for a minute. Don't breathe too hard because you don't want to spread germs.
Oh, only breathe in.
Only breathe in. Excellent idea. No, I believe you guys are very firm. You would never breathe unless your Rebbe told you to. I had this all worked out, and then I didn't realize I was on a different computer. I apologize. I hope everyone will bear with me for another 5 minutes and not be too mad at me. Here we are. How do you download? You press the button that says download, right? Okay. Ready, Zoom people? Let's see if I'm as good as technology as I think I am. What are the odds, right? Okay, I sent everyone this file. Okay, everyone is on the chat. It's 1/4 sent. I just want to go over you briefly, if you're going to be a rabbi in America, how to do a funeral. In Israel, the rabbi doesn't do the funeral. The Chavruta Kedisha does the funeral. All the rabbi does is gives a hesped. The rabbi's not in charge. In America, the rabbi's in charge. Let's just go over briefly based on what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, and every rabbi buys this madrich, RCA life cycle madrich. So it gives you the pages in this madrich. Don't worry, it's almost sent for the people far away. Okay, it's sent. You should all have it. And Yoni Kremp said, anyone get it? By now, you should have gotten it. Okay, let's just briefly review. When someone's dying, the rabbi's with them when they're dying, the vidoy, and I also gave them a koros that you can chaz before we saw it. There's a short version of the vidoy, which we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Ches, and the regular version, which is also the Mechaber there in the Achronim, and the longer version, all in the Sefer. There's a short Tzidik Adin to say B'Shas Misa. And some people do Kriya B'Shas Misa, even though that's not the normal minhag. Tara is not in the Madrich. I gave them, of course, where to look for it. Let's go to the funeral. What happens at the funeral? Number one, they bring the mason to the funeral parlor. Number two, that's when the rabbi does Kriya with the Avedim. Then number three, before that Spadim, they say Tehillim. And there's some nice suggestions Tehillim here. Then number three, they give a Spadim. Then number four, you see the star and the star with the circle and the box. If it's on Tachlon day, you say Kel Moli Rachamim. And for the non-Tachlon day, you say Tehillim instead. Meaning Kel Moli Rachamim is the Achronim. It's not in the Ramah. The Achronim say it's like Tzedek Adin. Then while you start, that's the end of the funeral service. Right? Tehillim, Kel Moli Rachamim at the end, or extra Tehillim at the end. And then you say Yoshe B'Seser while you're taking the mason to the car to the cemetery. When you get to the cemetery, Bracha, we're seeing the cemetery. Then we have the Hamados. Stop seven times and say Yoshe B'Seser. Get to Ki, then Malachav, then Yitzhaveh, etc., and stop seven times. Then the burial, and the main thing to be makran, that the cemeteries never want. Cemeteries want the goyim with the fancy truck, little truck equipment to fill in the grave. It's important for the Jews to fill in the grave. 10. Then you ask the misa from the mace. Ask mechila. So minag, you have to ask mechila from the mace before you cover up. Like before you start covering them up, when you put them in, you ask mechila. Right? If we did not properly respect your kavod in the Tara and the Levaya and the funeral, we ask Mechila. Right? It's important to ask Mechila from the mace. Then, even though the art school says some do Kriya in 13, it's before Sin Shulchan Aruch, the last chance to do Kriya before Sin was at Golel, so between 10 and 11. 11, the shoveling, right? The first three shovelfuls you do backwards and no one hands the shovel to someone else. 12, you make a Tzuras HaKever. You have to make a little mound higher than the ground level. 14, then comes Tzidek HaDin. Then comes Tzidek HaDin, and we're knowing the main Tzidek HaDin to delay until after the Kfura and Kaddish Nis Hadassah. And those are both star with the circle. If the day when there is no tachton, then instead of tzedekah, then you say mechtum l'david. Instead of chadash chadosh, say chadash yosom. That's 16, 17. Then when you go, say lech b'shalom, hanuch b'shalom, etc. 18, you make a shura, two lines, they're available to walk in between. 19, okay, some people do, some people don't. We said, pick the grass and say v'yatzitzu, etc. 20, the washing the hands, and you say b'ilam of the nesech. 21, I plot it not to enter your house without washing your hands. Also, this nice madrich has unveiling, what they call. We don't do unveiling. Only Christians really do unveiling. But they call it unveiling. It means hakamas matzeva. They have nice things to say here. German hug him. Then they don't have here. There are many pamphlets that have things to say every year whenever you visit the kever. One thing that I don't know why I forgot to put it here is the brach of Dain HaEmes. You should put with number two. Pencil in a number two. That goes with the kriya. Okay. That's the handy-dandy funeral service. You don't really need this sheet. If you have the madrich, it's just nice. If you have the madrich and you want to know where it is in the Shulchan Aruch, it tells you. Let's just end with the last Ramah. It says in Megillas Kehelas, Tov leches el. Beisa evil milachas beisa mishnah v'chayitem libo. Shuto shal mikra means chayitem libo. You should recognize you're going to die. Realize your mortality. The midrash is a little different. Dvorm shal misa. The yasmid yisbedune v'yakri yifurune v'yitzen yifanune v'yadil yidlune. You should realize if you're maspid people, they'll be maspid you after you're 120. If you bury, they'll bury you. If you carry, they'll carry you. If you raise your voice and cry, they'll cry for you. It's interesting. This is how Chazal realize whatever you do, people will do for you. You can take this in two ways. It could be more of a selfish thing. Like, go out of your way to give chesed to the mace. Oh, he's not going to pay you back. Right? I'll go out of my way to do chesed for you because he'll pay me back. The mace isn't going to pay me back. It's chesed shel emes. No, don't worry. You can still selfishly have a reason. He won't pay you back, but other people will see and they'll pay you back. Or it can be something a little more philosophical. What's the point? The point is that even when someone dies, there's still an opportunity for this ongoing chain of chesed. There's a chain of chesed that keeps going. You do for the next person, someone does for you, someone does for that person, even though there's a cycle of life, which means we all die in the end. I mean, you can have a very cynical view of life. We're all going to die in the end. What's the difference? But no, we all have the chance to do so many mitzvahs. And even when someone dies, that continues the chain of mitzvahs. Okay, maybe it's a deeper, more philosophical way of reading this chazal. And he wants to end with something good. What's good? God la shalom shenitim sadikim. What great shalom did sadikim get? She was shot, said tzadik nifter, shlosha kito, shavalachim, no shalom, v'omrim yavo shalom, kolokos, v'chayim, kodosh, she'omrim lo. Okay, we're not going to get into all the amkos of my three kitos of malachim, but we end with something positive. What's something positive? Unfortunately, if someone's a Russian Marusha, if Hitler dies, then I don't know how much positive he has to expect. But if someone tries to do the right thing in their life, then the positive thing is that as sad as we are, even though we just spent 60 simanim being so sad that someone dies, but ultimately we're sad that they die, but they get tremendous shalom. They're in a better place, as they say. Right? They get tremendous shalom, and they're greeted by Malachim who say, Kadesh, 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 Amarlo, A, meaning when someone dies, they're not forgotten. The Malachim remember what they did. Everything they did goes with them. Their money doesn't go with them. Their ma'asim tovim go with them. And to end on a positive note, that as much as this is all about negativity and all about, moti diva, etc., ultimately, it's all for the good. And someone goes and they get their ultimate reward and they're better off. And Mirtz Hashem, we should see only good. And it says here, at least in my Shulchan Aruch, Bilam avos netzach u'matzah Hashem Elokim dima mi'al kol panim. Tam v'nishlam, okay, for some people, they get here tam v'nishlam yordea. For us, at least tam v'nishlam, a lot of yordea and all of Hilchos Avelos. Shevach, lekel, bori olam. Shkoyach to everyone. If anyone has questions, feel free to ask. And 2 weeks from today, to be a little bit of multi-people myself, 2 weeks from today is the Bechina on Hilchos Avelos, Ve'ezra Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Yes, it is. Have a great day, everybody. Anyone has questions, feel free to contact me by all your various electronic means during the Chazara time. And Yisrael and Binyamin, just be in touch with me when you're ready to take the Bechina. You know, not 10 minutes before, in case you can't reach me, like a day beforehand.
This is a new board, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Harry.
What'd you say? Look, if you want to take it past June 30th, then you can delay it past June 30th. You know, it's like going into the summer. So, if someone's going to camp, well, not so shy. Yeah. Yeah, if someone wants to delay the Bechina a little, then they can. Hey Shin Yud Vav is 1556. 1556. Hey Shin Yud Vav is 15. Where does it say that?
I have it in my combination.
Really cool.